It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Well, we had a nice little shower that we needed. I don't know what fell at your mansion, but at the Matthews mansion, I measured about a quarter of an inch, which is not a lot, but it's better than nothing. And we've been having all those triple digits days, and I think it had been, I think I had recorded 12 days since we had any precipitation at all. So that's the good thing there. Hey, it's Lee Matthews. What does the forecast look like for the rest of the weekend? We will get into that coming up from the AccuWeather Forecast Center on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. I am Lee Matthews, and you can join in the conversation because this is the official start of your weekend. Your Friday is over, and your weekend has begun. President Trump has amended his attack on birthright citizenship. I'll tell you what he's amended it to, and if the courts will agree. Does Mike Mazie's brother have a vested interest in the aluminum smelter that is said to be coming to Inola? Because that's what Gettner Drummond keeps accusing him of. Well, I've done some digging, and I'll tell you what I found. And it actually warranted a retraction from the Drummond campaign. Good guy with a gun and a suppressor today on Firearms Friday. If you'd like to get a suppressor, we go through some suppressors, and they're technically suppressors, not silencers. They don't make it silent, but they do reduce the amount of sound coming out of the gun. And it's all brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear, part of Firearms Friday coming up. LSU has denied up and down 9 ways from Sunday that this kid that was involved in a rape case that ended up getting national attention is not going to LSU this fall. I don't know why they're so cranked up about making sure everybody knows he's not going. Because I know LSU, and it seems to me they get their entire offensive line out of prison. So what's another person with some legal questions, right? We'll get into that coming up. Another state is going after Anthony Fauci. This time, not for what he lied about. This time, for the amount of money he's making with the lies that he told. And I was questioning whether or not Fauci was married. I saw a report earlier today that he is. You don't see a lot from her. But he is. I said, okay, all right. I've never seen him with a woman. You see him at ball games. You don't hear him talk about her in his diary. We also have another reason why he may have been keeping a diary. That coming up, too, and your calls. Sob stories are starting to come from the Flock Camera Company. Flock cameras. These are the cameras that capture the data on your license plate. And we're told up and down that since 2018, and Oklahoma City's installed them, that none of the data has been shared, none of the data has been sold, but that the data is being gathered and it's cross-referenced with the crime database to see if, okay, the car is stolen, if the car was involved in some sort of crime, if the car is being sought after by the FBI. But here's the thing. The company that installs the cameras also charges a subscription fee to the city of Oklahoma City in order to process the data. And that subscription fee is significant. It's $209,000 per year. And the city is up for renewal, but they're kind of hemming and hawing about it. I think they're trying to figure out, is this worth the $208,000 a year? Well, here's the thing. Oklahoma City's not the only city doing that. Other cities that use the Flock cameras, and it has nothing to do with privacy, has nothing to do with your Fourth and Fifth Amendment rights, but it has everything to do with, are we getting a return on our investment? The amount of money we're putting into this, are we getting that amount of, I mean, are we solving that amount of crime? Or is it just something we're gathering and the FBI gets lucky every now and then? I'm going to go over what I found out in the last 24 hours. But, yeah, the Flock company has just conveniently decided it's going to start releasing a bunch of, oh, we were able to capture this stolen baby, and this car was sex trafficking, and we caught a bunch of kids in it, and so on and so forth. So I'm wondering if Oklahoma City is not the only city that is thinking, huh, is this really worth the $208,000 we're being charged for it? So we've got all that to chat about, or anything else you might want to bring to the Old Topic Buffet. That's the good thing about Fridays. We cut loose. We have fun. Something happened over the week you have a question about, I'll try to answer it. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. And you can also email me directly to lmatthews@freedom969.com. Find me on Facebook and on X Profiles as well. Will writes, Lee, you were talking about why Gettner Drummond is injecting himself in the Enola smelter issue. I think it is because he says it's 60% owned by a foreign country. I don't know how the lay people would find that info out to prove yay or nay, but if it is true, I'm good with shutting it down. Otherwise, I'm with you on the idea that he doesn't have permission to participate in the issue. Well, he doesn't have any jurisdiction to participate in the issue unless somebody from Enola wants the state to look at the legality of something going on with the process. But we haven't even started the process yet. The only thing that we've heard is that, yes, a company that owns an aluminum smelter wants to locate to Enola. And we heard that from Trump. Yes, a majority of the company is owned by the United Arab Emirates. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with a company that's owned by United Arab Emirates, an ally of the United States, setting up an operation that's going to be good for our economy in the United States, in our state. I don't have a problem with that. Now, I know what the people of Enola want. They like their quiet little bedroom community. It's a little bedroom community of Tulsa. Not far from Tulsa, but just far enough to get out of the hustle and bustle of the metropolitan area. I get it. And I do believe that the people of Enola should have a voice as to whether this thing comes or doesn't come. And that's where the city council is going to come in. The city council has to make sure that the people of Enola are represented in these negotiations. All that said, if you are constantly saying no to economic development, you are never going to grow as a community, and you're never going to get better as a community economically. So just keep that in mind. I tell that story. The little town I grew up in had the opportunity to become the crossroads of a nation when an interstate was supposed to come through, and they said, nope, we don't want it. We don't want it. We don't want it. We like our nice little bedroom community. Okay, fine. Guess what? They've died economically. They have not grown economically in 30 years. Now, a lot of that, in all fairness, had to do with the oil field shutting down. They had the same problems we did here in Oklahoma in the 1980s, that 1983 when the bottom just fell out of the domestic oil industry, and every industry that went along with it, the tool companies, the transport companies, the cleanup companies, the drilling companies, all of them went belly up. With but a few, and even those are still struggling today. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9. But Will, Drummond, I think, is just injecting himself into it because it is a big issue, and he needs votes from that particular part of the state. Gettner Drummond is not from that part of the state. People know him because he's attorney general, but half the battle of getting elected governor is people recognizing your name on the ballot. Now, they're gonna recognize Maisie's name on the ballot before they recognize Drummond's name on the ballot, because Maisie is from that Tulsa area. So that's what he's trying to do. He's also trying to spit in the eye of Kevin Stitt, because Kevin Stitt is all for this. Now, here's what he keeps touting. Gettner Drummond keeps touting that it's a foreign-owned company. It's an ally. If it were an English company, would you be saying that? If it were a Canadian company, would you be saying that? I got news for you. In Canada, and a Canadian drilling company has operations in Oklahoma. Sorry. If it were China, now you're getting somewhere. Because China, whereas we are an economic ally to China, we are not a worldwide ally to China. In fact, we are an adversary of China. Russia, same thing. North Korea, well, North Korea wouldn't, but just let's say for the sake of argument, it's a North Korean company. No, no way. North Korea needs to go make their own money in their own country. Same with China, same with Russia. Why would United Arab Emirates want to be building a smelter in, because it's close to transportation, which is the Care McGee Water Project, which gets you to you can barge stuff in and out very easily. The bauxite can be sent in from Arkansas and from Louisiana very easily via barge. The refined product can be exported very easily because there's also a railroad track runs right through there, north-south. The major highway, Highway 412, running east-west, soon to be a turnpike, runs through there. And I think it was part of a deal that Trump made when he went to, you remember that goodwill tour he went on and he got a whole bunch of the Gulf states of the Middle East to do business with the United States. I think that was part of that deal. Hey, if you agree to not be aggressive towards anybody else here in the area, we can cut you a deal on your aluminum smelter. We need the aluminum. We need it smelted. You've got the means by which you can do it. So you'll make money. We'll have what we need to build our data centers and our artificial intelligence and stay ahead of the game there. And everybody will be happy. That's how Trump operates. That's his MO. So I don't have a problem with it being owned by the United Arab Emirates or Saudi Arabia or a lot of those other places. Spain, Germany. I got news for you. A lot of the shipping companies that we use to ship products in and out of our own country are German-owned. Maersk is one of the biggest companies. Now, the Chinese having charge of a lot of our ports, that I'm very uncomfortable with. So I'm not going to listen to a lot of the Gettner Drummond rhetoric when it comes to, yeah, it's a foreign-owned company, and Mike Maisie wants to be foreign-owned coming. Okay, now I'm willing to listen to the people of Inola if they don't want this plant in there, if they don't want this smelter in their town. I dig that. Okay. It'll be one more thing that we're giving up to another state. So I don't want to hear any of this, well, this is why our education sucks. Well, if you don't let economic development into the state of Oklahoma, your education is going to suck because you're not going to get enough tax money to make the education better. Okay, so we got that. Birthright citizenship, there's a plan B that Trump has come up with. We'll get into that. And your calls to 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews on Freedom, 96.9 Oklahoma's Talk Radio. I see that those that are responsible have decided that they've erased all of the fares you would have to pay to ride the streetcars downtown Oklahoma City. You know, the streetcars that nobody rides anyway, even though they've removed the fares. And the reason that nobody rides the streetcars downtown is that nobody needs to ride the streetcars downtown because everybody's got their own car. And if your car needs a little maintenance to it, I encourage you to get in touch with my good friends over at Frontier Auto Group. Frontier Auto Group in El Reno. Short drive for great savings and thorough service. Whether it's a check engine light, low tire pressure light, weak battery, AC, and none of that goes off on a streetcar because, well, nobody cares, and I don't think anybody's driving the streetcars anyway. Safety recalls, again, streetcars may not have them, but your car does, and they will look at it at Frontier Auto Group for free, and they do it anyway for regularly scheduled service visits. So, don't worry about the streetcars downtown. In fact, avoid them if you can. But do make sure you take care of your car by bringing it to Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355, 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net, a short drive to El Reno.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Wildfire season is approaching in Oklahoma, and our local volunteer fire departments need support now. As conditions grow hotter and drier, volunteer firefighters are preparing for long, demanding responses to keep our community safe. They rely on donations of bottled water, electrolyte drinks, and non-perishable snacks to stay fueled on the fire line. Monetary donations are also critical to help provide the tools and resources they need. If you see your local volunteer fire departments hosting a fundraiser or any other community event, don't wait. Show up and support them. This message is brought to you by the Oklahoma State Firefighters Association, standing with those who stand ready to protect us.
August is National Shooting Sports Month, and H&H Shooting Sports is your place to celebrate. I'm Lee Matthews. Gear up with the Smith & Wesson Equalizer 9mm Bundle, complete with three total magazines of Iridian Green Dot Optic and Range Bag, all just $509.99. We've even got the highly sought HKCC9 in stock and on special for 20% off MSRP. Save 15% off Christensen Arms Evoke Rifles. Want more? Every Wednesday in August, bring a friend to H&H Shooting Sports for half-price range time. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app. Freedom's First News.
Hey, y'all, it's Aaron Brolbeck, host of Freedom's First News with Aaron Brolbeck on Freedom 96.9. Hope it's a great weekend. Coming up on your Monday morning, all the news and headlines you may have missed over the weekend, and it was a busy one. Plus, we'll take your calls and your comments about all things local and your dad joke of the day. We'll be squeezing a lot in starting on Monday morning at 7 o'clock. You don't want to miss this one.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Some of those rainstorms that came through had some straight line winds, did a little bit of damage over in the Yukon area, I'm seeing. We actually needed the rain that it got. I measured a quarter of an inch at the Matthews Mansion. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews on the drive, 405-608-4377. About an hour away from Firearms Friday. Good guy with a gun, good guy with a gun and a suppressor, even better. Even though you don't have to have one, we will get into that coming up in a review of some suppressors on Firearms Friday, brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. Steve is in Kingfisher County. Steve, did you get some rain today?
We sure did. We got about 4 tenths out here. Nice little shower. First we've had in quite a while.
Yeah, I counted 12 days for me at the Matthews Mansion. So, yeah, we needed it.
More than 12 days out here. We've been in a hole out here. I got ponds that are dry that have never been dry before. That's what I'm doing. I'm hauling water to cattle.
Ah, okay.
When I was talking to you. Listen, you talked about, and I think you're going to bring into the fact that Drummond was going to have to retract on the fact of Mazie's brother.
Yeah.
I understand that. Is Mazie going to retract on the fact that Drummond got his money back from Biden's campaign?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't either.
Yeah.
It's kind of two sides. Both of them are about as much, full of crap as it can be. I mean, because Maisie's brother does work for an engineering firm over around the Tulsa area, which probably would be involved in something like this.
Probably would be, but we don't have any evidence that they are, because we don't even know if this smelter's coming to town.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And I know people from Inola. I farm out here in Kingfisher County, and I know farm people from around the Inola area. And they are scared to death that some of the soot or whatever, the stuff that comes from that smelter plant will damage their grass. It will cause cattle to get sick that try to pasture on that grass. And they also sell a lot of prairie hay over there. And that prairie hay will not be worth anything if it's as bad as what, you know, they say that some of these other smelters in the United States.
Well, they're using Pitcher as an example. That over in up in the northeast corner that ended up being one of the most contaminated sites in EPA history. I think the operation has significantly cleaned itself up since then, because that's going all the way back to World War II.
Right. Yeah. And I sure has. The oil industry is so much cleaner than it was back in the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so much different.
I mean, you drive by, and then the coal fire plants, you know, you drive by a coal fire power plant, and they used to be choking out all kinds of black smoke, and you don't see any at all anymore.
But tell me why we have any coal-fired power plants in Oklahoma. Why don't we have natural gas power?
Oh, well, natural gas once upon a time wasn't as cheap as coal was to get out of the ground. Yeah.
What about your transportation cost?
Oh, I know.
I know.
That's why I'm a big disciple of nuclear. I think we need to go nuke. Nuclear is the most efficient power generation source there is.
But there still is a waste product that you got to do something with.
There is, but it's not as much.
You've been out to Lone Mountain, out in the Gloss Mountains, okay.
Yeah.
That is one of the most radioactive areas in the United States.
Well, I know, because my pacemaker wouldn't work. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, I know. You're funny. And that's okay. I enjoy it. But there's things like that, and I'm going to change the subject just a little bit, but you've been pushing data centers, and I know that's something that's got to come through, but you say there's lots of room out in the rural areas. You know what? I don't want a data center out here in Kingfisher County.
Well, then you should be able to say, I don't want this. Now,
but
I tell you what I don't want to tolerate.
The landowner wants to sell his land.
Well, there you go. And it's the same thing with wind turbines, you know. That's the mistake that some of these city councils are making. They apparently are trying to do this without there being any kind of oversight from the people. That is wrong. That I do not support.
That's true. And we do have a water problem, like I just told you. I got ponds going dry. We don't have underground water.
I mean, just yesterday and the day before, I don't know how many communities put out an alert that, our water towers are low. Our water towers are low. Please don't water your lawn. Don't water your... Oh, and you want to put data centers in here? Really?
Yeah, I know. And another thing that gripes me about them as much as anything is when I get a scam call on my phone, and where'd they get my data?
Yeah.
A data center.
Yeah.
And somebody sold it
to them. Somebody sold it to them.
They're making a lot of money off of it.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Iran's parliament is weighing restrictions on U.S. and Israeli ships in the Strait of Hormuz as negotiations with Washington continue. Peter Schweizer says recent Democratic primary results highlight growing influence from Democratic socialists within the party ahead of November. The FCC has voted to eliminate a decades-old ruling limiting how many households a single broadcaster can reach nationwide.
The previous cap restricted broadcasters from reaching more than 39% of the national television audience, but the FCC says the change will help TV networks compete with major digital platforms. Supporters say the move will strengthen local broadcasters, while critics warn it could lead to more media consolidation and fewer independent voices. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Kellogg says all of its cereals will be free of artificial dyes by the end of this year, ahead of schedule. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre, and this is the McIntyre Minute. A lot of people think, if I get hurt at work, that's workers' comp, and that's it. Not always. If you're injured on a job site because of a negligent contractor or faulty equipment, a careless delivery driver, or unsafe premises, you may have a third-party claim completely separate from workers' comp. And here's why that matters. Workers' comp limits what you can recover. Third-party claims don't. I've seen cases where someone was told, this is all you get, when in reality there was another responsible party who never got called out. Construction sites, oil fields, warehouses, they're crowded with overlapping duties and shared responsibility. If someone else's negligence put you in the hospital, don't assume the system has already done you a favor. Sometimes the real case hasn't even been opened yet.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. At least five people were injured in a crash Wednesday night in East Edmond. Police say the collision happened around 9 p.m. at the intersection of 2nd Street and Post Road, with all five victims taken to area hospitals. Officials haven't released the extent of their injuries, and Edmond traffic investigators are working to determine what caused the crash. Oklahoma schools are entering the second year of the state's bell-to-bell cell phone ban. School leaders say they've seen fewer classroom distractions and more student interaction since the policy took effect. Administrators say students appear more engaged in class and spend more time socializing during lunch periods. The school's now focused on improving consistency and enforcing their rules. Well, the state of Oklahoma could receive part of a $469 million settlement that involves allegations of generic drug price fixing. Attorney General Gentner Drummond announced the agreement with drug manufacturer Sandoz, which was accused of helping inflate prices and limit competition in the generic drug market. Sandoz denies wrongdoing, but has agreed to the settlement and additional compliance measures. Officials say the case is aimed at protecting consumers from unfair prescription drug costs. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Let's be honest. Medicare can get complicated fast. Too many plans, too many opinions, not enough straight answers. That's where Health 65 in Edmond comes in. We will give you a clear, straightforward guidance so you can understand your options and choose what works best for you. No runarounds, no pressure, just help when and where you need it. Hi, I'm Philip Beard. Give me a call today or visit health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Ranch Rodeo features 12 teams of cowboys competing in five events with one goal: supporting Children's Hospital Foundation. With your help, the Ranch Rodeo has raised more than $700,000 for CHF since 1997. We hope you'll bring your family and join us August 15th and 16th at the Lazy Arena. Performances begin at 7, with doors opening at 5 for shopping at the trade show. Buy your tickets at LazyE.com.
Lace up your running shoes and join the Oklahoma City Fire Department for the 13th annual Project Life 5K on Saturday, August 22nd at the Devon Lawn in the Myriad Gardens. Every registration helps support Project Life programs, including providing free bicycle helmets to children through the Ride Safe program. Whether you run, walk, or cheer from the sidelines, you'll be making a difference in our community. Register today at runsignup.com and search Project Life 5K. We'll see you on August 22nd. Register today at runsignup.com.
Does Mike Mazie's brother have a vested interest in the aluminum smelter that's supposed to be coming to Inola? Lee Matthews on the Drive will answer that question as Oklahoma's Talk Radio Freedom 96.9 continues in 30 seconds.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be mostly clear with a low of 75. Tomorrow, expect sunny and toasty conditions with a high of 103. Tomorrow night will bring breezy conditions in the evening, otherwise clear with a low of 74. Sunday will be sunny, breezy, and hot with a high of 101. Monday will be mostly sunny, breezy, and hot with a high of 102. Tuesday will be sunny to partly cloudy, breezy, and hot with a high of 101. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
What day of the week is it today?
On the advice of counsel,
I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution.
What color tie are you wearing?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution.
What color is the carpet in front of you?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment.
He said, looking down at the carpet. Fauci. Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Another state is going after him, this time, though, for the money he evidently made after telling the lies that he told and then profiting off of those lies that he told. That coming up on Freedom 96.9 and Firearms Friday. Stick around for that. Trump has amended his attack on birthright citizenship. We'll get into what that amendment is. And we're still talking about Drummond and Drummond's accusation that Mike Mazie's brother is going to profit from the smelter going into Inola when we don't even know if the smelter's going into Inola. So how can that be? And he had to actually rescind it earlier today. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Stephanie is in Stillwater. Thank you for hanging on.
Hey, thanks, Lee.
Yeah.
I just wanted to throw a PSA out there. The gentleman saying Glass Mountain, depending on what map you're looking at. I promise it's not radioactive. It's gypsum selenite. It's just shiny, I swear. As far as the smelter, I have no doubt there's some, like, monetary gain somewhere, but
There's a lot of monetary gain. I mean, it'd be great it'd be great for the economy. It'd be great for the employment. It'd be great for that part of the state. So I don't have a problem with it coming in. I have a problem with it being snuck in. I don't have a problem with it being a majority owned by the United Arab Emirates. I don't know if you've seen the pictures of United Arab Emirates, but everything they touch turns into gold. So
yeah, they have the Midas touch.
Yes, everything.
And
everybody in that country drives a Rolls Royce, okay?
And it's fancy as heck, too.
Yes, yes. They don't drink, but they drive Rolls Royces. So anyway.
Yes, absolutely. And I agree they need to talk to the people. It's like the data centers, I am for them, but they need to talk to the people. They snuck one in Stillwater. They've just closed a grocery store. They're closing another plant that's here. We need industry. We need economy. So I agree with making more companies and doing what we can. But yeah, definitely talk to the people, man.
Okay. Yeah, and I thought you were about to make the point that the data centers are why the grocery stores are closing.
No, that was a separate issue.
Yeah. No. What you're talking about is that, the economy is, I mean, our economy is not bad, but it's not growing. And in Oklahoma, it's got to grow. Well, it's not going to grow if we sit back and just wait for the price of oil to get to the right sweet spot. It's not going to grow. We need to diversify. Yeah.
We need to diversify. And we have in Stillwater, it is a college town. You know, I've lived here for 20 years. I get it. And I'm a former college student here.
Yeah.
We have three Walmarts and then we have Aldi and like Sprouts, and we had one other grocery store, and Reese's was going to buy them. That deal fell through.
Yeah.
Now it's just going to be a giant sitting building that we have several of in this town, and I just found out National Standard is closing. So it's kind of, we need industry. We need injections of economy.
And that's the other thing about a college town. I mean, you'd think, oh, college town, they've got year-round built-in business. No, they don't.
No, they don't.
When, you know, only if, you know, not that many are going to summer school and staying there all summer. So
It is dead, and right now it's getting slammed with people again, and
because everybody's coming back to school. Everybody's coming back to school, but they got the hell out of there by Memorial Day. So
exactly. So, but anyway, Glass Mountain's not radioactive.
Okay.
Thank you, Lee.
Thank you.
Y'all have a great weekend.
Thank you. Yeah, I imagine it would kind of glow because it's gypsum. And anyway, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. President Trump signed two executive orders earlier today targeting birthright citizenship to specific groups. It's a move that could lead to a renewed legal challenge, which is fine with me. because the more specific you make these rules, the more specific you make these executive orders, the more specifically they can be challenged in court. And if they can be specifically challenged in court, it's the broad it's the broadness of certain measures that usually lose in the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court previously blocked Trump's first attempt to limit birthright citizenship, but it was very broad. Okay, so what he's done now is signed executive orders that deny automatic citizenship to children born in the United States under certain circumstances. And that would include the children of some foreign government workers, individuals classified by the government as alien enemies, and children born through commercial birth tourism. And there's no reason why that should be legal. None whatsoever. These are people who do not have constitutional rights because they don't live and they do not reside and they are not subject to the jurisdiction thereof as guaranteed in the 14th Amendment. Sure, they get due process, but that due process is you don't get citizenship. Sorry. So we'll see where this gets us and where it goes. 405-608-4377. Hi, you were on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Randall.
Hey, Randall, in slap out.
Yeah, we're slap out everything. Yes. I started auditing data centers 25 years ago when they were mainframes. You wouldn't believe the amount of power they used. Now these servers use so much less power. It's unbelievable, but it never occurred to me that there would be a problem with cooling in the water or power because I never thought they used that much. If you had a color TV 60 years ago, you would use $300 worth of electricity a year. Now it's $11 for a 40-inch flat screen.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And it's a lot of things are like that.
So what you're saying is that the data centers aren't like the old mainframe computers used to be back in the 80s and early 90s.
The 50s or 60s. Yeah, they were power hogs.
I remember my senior year in college, and that's when they were still teaching BASIC, ZBASIC, COBOL, Quatran, all those computer languages, and you had to go into the mainframe building and find a terminal and log in with that terminal to get into the mainframe to do whatever it is you needed to do. I mean, there was a portable computer, so there was no such thing at the time. And I remember when my first Windows program and started working with it, I'm like, this is going to kill BASIC and ZBASIC and all of that crap. And it did.
Yeah, it was Fortran 40. About 50 years ago, it was Fortran. Anyway, the mainframes, where there were many mainframes, it was like 60 degrees in there.
Yes.
It was so cold.
Yes.
And I run punch cards. You'd run punch cards.
Now, I was post-punch card. They had, we did have backup tape, big old banks of reel-to-reel tape. And at the end of the day.
1160, they call them, like Hawaii 5.0 when they had that.
They would back up all the data on those tapes, and then those tapes would be put in a fireproof case, and then various different people who worked there, it was their responsibility to either keep them in the trunk of their car or in their house in case the building caught on fire. Those tapes would not be lost. That was their job.
They did a lot of photos. Mm-hmm. Over rainforest in South America, and they put them on those Hawaii 5.0 1.5-inch tapes.
Yeah.
And, of course, they degraded terribly.
So
a lot of the data is gone.
And it took forever to load. You'd set that thing up and go get a cup of coffee, maybe call your girlfriend, have a hamburger. I mean, maybe 30 minutes later it would have loaded the data, maybe 30 minutes.
I'm just surprised that anybody cares about data centers. I mean, this is just out of left field. I'm like, what?
Well, a lot of it, too, Randall, has to do with Chinese propaganda. Now, there's a couple of things at foot here, and I know this is going to make people mad, but, I mean, just this week, Stitt signed into law the measure that says if you're going to build a data center here in Oklahoma, you have to, A, prove that you're not going to take all the power off of our power grid, and, B, come up with a means by which you're not using all of our water. those two main.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
There is some oversight from the governor.
I mean, it's a law. That is a law. That's not an executive order that's going to expire. That's a law. So all of this panic about it, taking all of our power and taking all of our water, that needs to be put to bed. Now, that said, do you still want one in your neighborhood? Well, that's up to you. That's, you know.
I think you can recycle your water.
Yes.
And not use a whole bunch of groundwater. You just keep recycling it and, you know, cleaning it or whatever.
Be that as it may, it's still better than those old mainframe systems. I'm sorry, you just brought back a flood of nightmarish memories of me working with those things. My first, because I was studying electrical engineering, why? I don't know, because I was still working full-time in radio, okay? I should have just, I later switched my major to radio art so I could get out of there cheaply, because it was costing me too much money to take classes that I was really struggling with. Anyway, one of the classes was, I think this was the Z Basic class, and I had to design a program that would average my grade, and it took all semester putting code in to get it to do it. It was a nightmare.
You could probably write a program in an hour to do it right now.
Oh, yeah.
So that's
how
much easier it is.
Yeah.
COBOL, you had to set up fields to where you'd put the memory and where you'd take it from the memory to manipulate it.
No, this was whack, whack, colon, colon, space, space, backwards nine, tilde symbol, blah, blah, blah. And you had to keep track of all that code and what it all meant. It was the closest thing to DOS that we later had. And lovely wife is working on a system with her work that looks like DOS. And I tease her about it all the time when I see it pulled up on our computer. I said, you know, hon, the 90s called. They would like their DOS back.
Or 1980s, probably.
Yeah.
Anyway, I remember DOS, yeah. And if you missed the colon, it wouldn't run.
No.
You go, what the heck?
And you had to go back. You had to go back and look at each and every little thing, yes.
Well, keep up the great work.
All right. Were you a computer programmer at one time?
Well, no, not really. I did work in IT as an auditor. I have done programming, but not very much.
Yeah. So. See, now, a very close friend of mine, on the advice of her dad, went. And she's older than I am, so she got very versed in BASIC, ZBASIC, and COBOL. And I mean, within months of graduating, that went away. Nobody needed it anymore. I've never seen something disappear so quickly. Yeah.
Every bank uses a mini mainframe like AS400 IBM.
Okay.
Something like that. And they use COBOL because it processes so great.
Yeah.
They haven't upgraded. They should have upgraded 20 years ago.
Well, and then this radio station uses audio servers, but they're not. I mean, I think we have two, and that's all we need. We have a main and a backup, and I think that's all we've got. That's all we need. And it's all on a Windows program. So, yes, we keep our servers in a closet by themselves that have their own air conditioner to keep them nice and cool, but they're air-cooled. They're not water-cooled like a lot of these data centers have to be, and they don't use any more energy than a regular computer would use. So,
keep up the great work.
All right, thank you. Thank you, I think, for bringing back some nightmarish memories of COBOL and BASIC. At some point, that's when I decided, why are you torturing yourself? Just switch to radio arts, get out of here with all A's and get your money's worth, which I did. And I think I was able to get out of, I think I went to 4 years of college and maybe spent $50,000. Maybe. I didn't live on campus. I didn't have a meal ticket or anything like that. And I paid as I went. So I never did sit down and figure out how much but I got out of there with no debt. And, above average math skills, because I was able to get through some of those engineering courses. But I was like, why am I torturing myself? I don't want to be an engineer. I want to be on the radio. And here I am, Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. It's not a handout. It's a hand up. How many times have you heard that? Well, I'm sorry, Medicare is not a handout, nor is it a hand up. It is something you've worked hard for and something you deserve and something you should sign up for as soon as you are eligible. Hey, it's Lee Matthews. If you are eligible, you'll be within 3 months of your birthday if you were born in 1961. But there will be a lot of confusion going along with that, and there doesn't have to be. The Well-Preserved Advisory Group can be there for you every step of the way. 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. Call them, set up an appointment. They'll get into what it is you need, what you want, what your financial situation is, what your physical situation is. And if there's any blanks that are not covered by Medicare, they can fill in those blanks. 405-848-5790, the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, to put together a program that works for you so you can get your benefit, not your handout, when it comes to Medicare.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture, and I personally know what it's like to struggle and push through the pain. Is your pain at volume 10? Neuropathy, arthritis, sciatica, whatever it is, you don't have to just live with it. At Be Well Acupuncture, we focus on real drug-free solutions to help mute that pain. We target your troubled areas and get to the source of your issue. You do not have to live in pain anymore. Take the next step to your relief and call or visit BeWellOKC.com. Get back to feeling like your young, pain-free self again.
August is National Shooting Sports Month, and H&H Shooting Sports is your place to celebrate. I'm Lee Matthews. Gear up with the Smith & Wesson Equalizer 9mm bundle, complete with three total magazines of Iridian Green Dot Optic and range bag, all just $509.99. We've even got the highly sought HKCC9 in stock and on special for 20% off MSRP. Save 15% off Christensen Arms Evoke rifles. Want more? Every Wednesday in August, bring a friend to H&H Shooting Sports for half price range time. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters. Orders for guns and gear.
Okie Dokie Bakery off Reno and Sarah Road.
Cupcakes, stuffed cookies, macarons, Pop-Tarts, and more, made from scratch and baked fresh every day from our own in-store kitchen that's locally owned and family operated.
Okie Dokie Bakery has the perfect treats for any occasion.
We don't skimp on flavor.
Come by Okie Dokie Bakery on Reno and Sarah Road.
And if you're curious about the flavors, check out OkieDokieBakery.com.
OkieDokieBakery.com. That's OkieDokie Bakery.com.
Talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
They have the fundraising advantage. And in politics, it's the only thing that matters. And right now, whoever the hell is funding all this socialist nonsense has kind of made Bernie like a de facto kingmaker. It's bizarro, you know, because Bernie Sanders with the millionaires and the billionaires is a millionaire on his way to becoming a billionaire.
Fox Across America, weeknights at 9 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
And Lee Matthews on the drive, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Job numbers came out today. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reported the U.S. economy unexpectedly lost 23,000 jobs in July. That's not bad when you consider it's nationwide, okay? And it could be due to something seasonal. For instance, it's summer, and farm workers aren't needed as much as they normally are. And that would be about that number, okay? So that's not a big deal. Unemployment ticked down from 4.2% to 4.1%. So as a result, the stock market went nuts, went bananas, as it's been doing for the past couple of weeks. Non-farm payrolls decreased by 23,000 jobs. Okay, so there you are. It's just like I said, it's a seasonal job that's not being used right now. Hay, there's no hay being cut right now. There's no harvesting going on right now. Maybe they'll start doing some hay cutting or some planting of some kind here in the next couple of months, but it depends on the farm. Expectations had been an increase of 83,000 to 95,000, but that didn't happen. Again, that could be due to something seasonal. The unemployment rate dropped to 4.1% from 4.2% in June, largely driven by a decline in labor force participation. May and June numbers were revised down, cutting a combined 103,000 jobs from previous estimates, but that also means that the people who have jobs are hanging on to them. Average hourly earning rose to a 12-month pace of 3.2%. So that's good news. That is all good economic news, even though some of it is down and some of it is not as up as we'd like to see it. But there we are. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, and that's why the economy is still doing well. And the stock market is still doing well. On Freedom 96.9, President Donald Trump also said that the deal to reopen the Strait of Hormuz has not been finalized, though he indicated negotiations with Iran are continuing. I'll believe it when I see it. Earlier today, we heard the vice president talk about how the Iranian people are very difficult to deal with because there is no central government. It's not like you talk to one person and that person is the government. You could talk to one person who is in charge of a faction that wants peace, but there are 10 other factions that don't. Despite those concerns, Trump has expressed confidence in the negotiations and that they are progressing. I also think that there's some PR going on here. Trump knows that as long as he's expressing optimism, the price of oil stays down. I think that has to do with it as well. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews.
It's Trucker Ted, if you're talking to me.
Hello, Trucker Ted. Good to hear from you.
We're over here in Claremore right now. Hey, what were you saying about 412 at the beginning of the show?
Oh, I was talking about how in Inola, if there is a smelting plant that comes in, there's a main north-south railroad track that goes through Inola. There is the McCure waterway where materials can be barged in and out of, and then there's Highway 412, a major highway. Now, at some point, that is going to be all turnpike. They haven't announced when yet, but they very well may make that all turnpike because they're going to turnpike it from Tulsa all the way over to 35.
And they're talking about also turning that into an interstate. It's either going to be I-36 or I-38.
Something along those lines, yes. And it'll be, yeah. You know where it turns into Turnpike there at Locust Grove? That.
Yep.
Then they're going to turnpike it all the way through Siloam Springs. Well, they're going to turnpike, they're going to interstate it through Siloam Springs, but it's not going to be turnpike when it crosses the line because Arkansas doesn't have turnpikes.
No.
Yeah,
I think it's supposed to be I-36 or I-38. I can't
okay, well,
remember.
You know more all about that through. One than I do, but I don't know where
all
they
the
are.
Way.
But yeah, they're where 412 intersects 35. That's where it's going to turnpike all the way east through Tulsa, and I don't know if they're going to go all the way through Inola and Pryor and all that, but it wouldn't surprise me if they did.
Right. So, any big plans this weekend?
No, I'm taking it easy. The lovely wife was out of town all week batching it, so I think we're going to have a lot of laundry to do and some cleaning to do. Sorry.
Oh,
nothing
boy.
Very exciting. What about
yeah,
you?
Nothing.
You're out of town, so it doesn't matter.
No, I'll be back. I'll be back either tomorrow more midday, or may even make it back tonight. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, I've got one more store to deliver here in Tulsa, and we'll see. These people.
KQOP in Oklahoma City.
Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. State Superintendent Lyndall Fields set to serve as Oklahoma's Secretary of Education as well. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Soccer's biggest tournament is over, but the financial battle is just kicking off. Natalie Rodriguez reports.
A new report from The Athletic reveals that Miami and 10 other U.S. host cities are showing FIFA a yellow card over unpaid cash. Local organizers say senior management verbally promised each venue $1 million in legacy funding to build youth mini pitches. Instead of a payday, cities say they've been completely ghosted by the soccer organization, which pocketed a cool $15 billion from the event. FIFA staying silent, but American hosts are demanding they pay up.
Illinois House Speaker Emanuel Chris Welch says he never committed to providing Chicago public schools with $150 million in state funding. Perry Williams reports.
Welch says he made a general statement of supporting money for schools statewide. Matthew Luskin with the Chicago Teachers Union remains optimistic.
But I think the Speaker of the House is an intelligent man. I think he sees the news out here. He understands the scrutiny that's going on around the school budget.
Chicago Public Schools officials warn that if they don't get additional funds, they could face mid-year budget cuts. Teachers are scheduled to return to the classrooms on August 17th, and students will arrive on August 24th.
TikTok is closing its Nashville office and laying off the entire local staff.
The Tennessean reports the closure comes a little more than 2 years after the company opened its Music Row location. TikTok signed a lease for nearly 144,000 square feet of office space in April 2024. A company spokesperson says the closure will streamline operations and align teams for long-term growth. TikTok had maintained a Nashville presence for several years and selected Music Row partly for its proximity to creative and music agencies. I'm Michael Kastner.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at maketheconnection.net.
Maryland Senator Andrew.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. An Oklahoma City man has been sentenced to 12 years in federal prison after investigators linked him to a 2025 drive-by shooting. Police stopped 43-year-old Mari Curry during a traffic stop and found a firearm in his vehicle, later determining the gun matched evidence from a drive-by shooting that occurred at his home. Because of his prior felony convictions, Curry's been prohibited from possessing a firearm and was convicted on a federal firearms charge. CASA of Oklahoma County is urgently seeking volunteers as the number of children needing advocates continues rising. The organization says 112 children are currently waiting to be matched with a court-appointed special advocate. CASA volunteers work with children who've experienced abuse or neglect and help represent their interests in court and throughout the child's welfare process. The organization says volunteers must be at least 21 and pass a background check. Governor Stitt has named State Superintendent Lindell Fields to also serve as Oklahoma's Secretary of Education, as he'll still lead the State Department of Education while taking on the additional cabinet-level role. Stitt says the move will help maintain continuity as Oklahoma prepares for major education initiatives, including upcoming literacy requirements. The position was previously held by Dan Hamlin, who was appointed in October of last year. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture, and I personally know what it's like to struggle and push through the pain. Is your pain at volume 10? Neuropathy, arthritis, sciatica, whatever it is, you don't have to just live with it. At Be Well Acupuncture, we focus on real drug-free solutions to help mute that pain. We target your troubled areas and get to the source of your issue. You do not have to live in pain anymore. Take the next step to your relief and call or visit BeWellOKC.com. Get back to feeling like your young, pain-free self again.
A good guy with a gun and a suppressor. Today on Firearms Friday, brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear, and part of Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews and The Drive.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be mostly clear with a low of 75. Tomorrow, expect sunny and toasty conditions with a high of 103. Tomorrow night will bring breezy conditions in the evening, otherwise clear with a low of 74. Sunday will be sunny, breezy, and hot with a high of 101. Monday will be mostly sunny, breezy, and hot with a high of 102. Tuesday will be sunny to partly cloudy, breezy, and hot with a high of 101. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
It's happening now.
We are not going to win.
The new Freedom 96.9.
The war against some kind of idea.
Not last week.
The Democratic Party's agenda.
Not yesterday.
Doesn't really ever get 51%.
Keep up with what's happening.
This guy's nuts.
Now.
He makes no sense in the real world.
With the new Freedom 96.9.
It's a bunch of overeducated little white turds.
Oklahoma's talk radio.
Who think they know more than other people know.
It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
And your phone calls to 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, lmatthews@freedom969.com, my email address. Already talked about Trump amending his attack on birthright citizenship, making it more specific now, saying signing an executive order that will not allow anybody who is the child of an ambassador, child of an enemy of the United States, or a child in what is called nepotourism, born in the United States, to have United States citizenship. So I'm sure that's going to work its way through the courts at some point. ACLU probably already all over it. But we will see. I think it's a lot better for Trump to come up with these specific instances of birthright citizenship that specifically deal with not a general sense of the 14th Amendment and the clause in the 14th Amendment that says subject to the jurisdiction thereof, but specific instances. So if you are an ambassador and you are doing work in the United States on behalf of your country, you are not subject to the jurisdiction thereof. If you are a tourist and you do not live here, you're just here to come have your baby, well, you are not subject to the jurisdiction thereof. This is where I think the court really got it wrong. And I think they got it wrong because at some point they said, we can't give Trump everything. I really believe that's what was going on there. But that's just me. I'm a little crazy that way. I'm Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. And as Mike Maisie's brother connected to the aluminum smelter that might be going into Inola, we'll get into that coming up because there had to be a retraction printed earlier today due to that. You are on the air with Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9. Hi, it's Lee Matthews. And what's your name?
David.
And you are where, David, if anywhere?
I'm in Edmond, America.
All right, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm in the oil business, and I've drilled a bunch of wells out there in the Gloss Mountains in Major County, Oklahoma. And mm-hmm. what causes that to shine out there is pyrite.
Ah, and there, fool's
there was
gold.
A gold rush. There was a gold rush. As a matter of fact, we had a miniature gold rush. If you go, I'm a history buff.
Yeah.
Even though I'm just a poor old, I'm oil field trash, you know, but I'm a history buff. But anyway, I go. So they had a gold rush out there at one point because the people coming through back in the 1800s, they would see that gold up there, and we had a mini gold rush, so figured out it was all pyrite.
Yeah, fool's gold.
It's fool's gold. Yes. But I will tell you one thing. I've been doing some research on that, and, you know, also pyrite has some of the minerals that we're looking for that the Chinese are now in charge of.
And
I agree with you on one other thing. In Southern over there is where they make gypsum board, and that's where they get your board that you're talking about for your
okay,
for your
and,
house.
And but none of it has anything to do with radioactivity.
Oh hell no!
I didn't think so. Okay.
No. And the other thing I wanted to agree with you on Trump. A lot of times Trump says stuff, and you know he's saying it. For the gallery.
Yes.
So consequently, and people, and when you get somebody who's got TDS, and I have many friends here that are very successful, you think, incredibly educated, and they're the dumbest. I'm a poor old country boy from Oklahoma, but I went to school in King's College in England. You know, they just put the thermometer in my mouth that said warm.
How did you go to King's College in was it in Great Britain?
I did an exchange. I went to University of Maryland, and I did an exchange program.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so we're a bunch of poor old country ignorant boys from Oklahoma.
Well, I don't know if you're that ignorant if you had the ability to the academic ability to go there.
Well, I have to say that, you know, the thing is, I lived in New York for a couple of years, and if you got a southern accent, and I had to relearn my accent after living in Europe for 6 years.
I'm sure.
I went out to drill a well, and the old boy goes, "Where are you from, boy?" I said, "I'm from Oklahoma. Where are you from?" He said, "You sound like a goddamn Yankee." I said, "Oh my God!" So I think I probably learned my accent a little bit better. I was a little bit too much.
Yeah.
But the fact is, it's very interesting. And they were all communists. My professor was, most of my professors were socialist, communists, and anarchists don't count, you know, but
yeah,
it was a terrible, bad, as far as education, you got to get educated before you get to school. And I was fortunate, I went to Catholic school here in Oklahoma City, you know what, now I learned how to read, write, and arithmetic, and once you get those three things down, then you can go wherever you want to go in life.
Well, and it's also important that you have parents that recognize what your aptitudes are and encourage those aptitudes. I'll give you an example. I have mechanical aptitudes, so I had a dad who would let me help him work on cars. He didn't see it as me being a pest. He saw it as an opportunity to mentor me. I had the aptitude to cook. So not my mother so much as my other people in my family showing me how to do different things when it comes to cooking and that kind of thing. And if you don't have that, you're not going to get a lot of street smarts either. Didn't mean to lose you, David. Sounds like I did, but we need to move on anyway. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Bottom line, David, you don't sound like a ignorant country boy to me. Sounds to me like you got some aptitude to you. On Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Jobs report was out today. I don't know if you saw that. And although there were supposed to be more jobs created, there were fewer jobs created. At the same time, the unemployment rate fell 0.1%, 4.2 to 4.1. That's where the good news comes in. That is what people in the marketplace look at. Because if people have jobs and if people are keeping those jobs, people are having steady cash flow. And if they have steady cash flow, they are spending money. And if they're spending money, well, then the market is in good shape. And if the market's in good shape, the investments you have in that market are in good shape. Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital is here to keep an eye on your assets for you, no matter what the market is doing, whether it's up or whether it's down. He's seen it, been there, done that. He talks all about it tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. with his own radio show, Bull and Bear Show. Listen to him from 10 to 1 tomorrow right here on Freedom 96.9. And then make sure you call 405-760-5863. 405-760-5863. He'll sit down with you and come up with a program that is right for you. And then you can watch your nest egg grow in this wonderful economy that we have right now. McGuireCap.com, 6632 Northwest 39th, downtown Bethany.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
August is National Shooting Sports Month, and H&H Shooting Sports is your place to celebrate. I'm Lee Matthews. Gear up with the Smith & Wesson Equalizer 9mm Bundle, complete with three total magazines of Iridian Green Dot Optic and Range Bag, all just $509.99. We've even got the highly sought HKCC9 in stock and on special for 20% off MSRP. Save 15% off Christensen Arms Evoke Rifles. Want more? Every Wednesday in August, bring a friend to H&H Shooting Sports for half-price range time. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
year.
Lace up your running shoes and join the Oklahoma City Fire Department for the 13th annual Project Life 5K on Saturday, August 22nd at the Devon Lawn in the Myriad Gardens. Every registration helps support Project Life programs, including providing free bicycle helmets to children through the Ride Safe program. Whether you run, walk, or cheer from the sidelines, you'll be making a difference in our community. Register today at runsignup.com and search Project Life 5K. We'll see you on August 22nd. Register today at runsignup.com.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from Fly By Night Roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
And according to Freedom 96.9 AccuWeather Forecast, we are going to be cloudy tonight, dropping down to a low of 74. Sunny tomorrow, high 101. Tomorrow night, slow down to 76. Sunday, high of 103. Monday, sunny, high 101. Tuesday, high of 102. So today was the last day where we were under 100 degrees, 85 right now. At Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. During the August 3rd Republican gubernatorial runoff debate, one of the moderators asked Republican gubernatorial candidate Mike Massey if his brother Dan works for a company chosen to design the smelter that is said to be going into Inola, and did he have a personal stake in the project, and is it a conflict of interest? Well, subsequent reporting established that Wallace Design Collective is the firm that Massey's brother works for and is not involved in the proposed Oklahoma primary aluminum smelter project at all. Dan Massey, senior leader of Wallace Design Collective, according to the Tulsa-based company's website, and holds a current license as a professional structural engineer with the Oklahoma State Board of Licensure and Professional Engineers. Nonprofit Oklahoma Watch news organization fact-checked the statements and asked whether Dan Massey or Wallace Design had ever been involved in the aluminum smelter project. There have been no prior professional discussions or contractual agreements between OPA and Wallace Design, said the organization, Oklahoma Watch. Public records do show the Inola Board of Trustees approved an agreement with Wallace Design Collective in March. However, that agreement is for structural engineering and special inspection services related to the expansion of Sofidel, a tissue paper manufacturing facility that is unrelated to the aluminum smelter. During the debate, Massey immediately disputed the premise of the question, calling it completely absurd and a falsehood. Later in the debate, his opponent, Gettner Drummond, repeated the claim while criticizing Massey. Drummond campaign had to backpedal yesterday, acknowledging their own factual misstatement so they didn't get sued or wouldn't get sued. The clarification concerns the statement that Dan Massey worked for the company chosen for the design. So this is a absolute falsehood. But it didn't stop Gettner Drummond from trying to pick up that baton and run with it, which is all he's been doing. Now, Massey has a plan to get rid of income tax. He also has a plan as to what to replace those income tax with. I don't know if he's going to be able to do it, but at least he has a plan. I see Gettner Drummond's TV commercials talking about how, well, Massey doesn't have a plan. Massey doesn't have a plan. He's got more of a plan than Drummond's got. Now, that may be by design. I talked at length about this yesterday. Maybe Gettner Drummond is holding off on any kind of platform until he is actually the candidate and wants to save that ammunition to go up against Cindy Munson. In the meantime, he's not impressing me because he doesn't have a plan. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. And he still hasn't answered for the contribution that was made to the Biden campaign, except that, oh, that was my wife. My wife did that. Oh, really? 405-608-4377. We witnessed the good guy with a gun last weekend in Twin Falls, Idaho. We now know what kind of gun he was using and that it had a suppressor. We'll talk about that and the beauty of suppressors and whether or not it's practicable to carry around a suppressor with your firearm on Firearms Friday, brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. And it's coming up next on Freedom 96.9. When I was first starting to hook up with a lovely wife, I knew that if I had to win over her family, I would have to start with her grandparents, because she still had two that were alive. And I've always been good with old people. Old people loved me. That's because I grew up next door to my grandparents. Anyway, sitting out on the back porch, having a beer with my soon-to-be grandfather-in-law, and he says, if I can give you any advice, it's this, young man. When you buy a vehicle, well, you make sure you change that oil every 3,000 miles if it needs it or not. And I said, I already do. He said, good. And then the next thing he said was, you got a standard transmission? Yes, I do. Good, because when you buy a car, you want to make sure you get a clutch and everything. The man genuinely thought automatic transmissions were a ripoff. And maybe at that time, and this is 30 years ago, maybe he was right. At any rate, it's Lee Matthews, and cars are not like that anymore. I mean, you can go 5,000 miles or more without an oil change, and it doesn't hurt it any because of the synthetic oils that we use now. And the automatic transmission, you have to ask to get a standard transmission. In fact, I don't even know if I heard one the other day driving down the street, and it caught my ear. Oh, there goes a standard transmission. Anyway, whatever your car is, Frontier Auto Group can help you take care of it like your grandpa would. They'll come out, check the engine light, check the low tire pressure light, weak batteries, check to air pressure, and make sure the air up the tires if it needs to happen. Your air conditioning, making sure that's going to work for you. Even if you're just driving around town. Grandpa used to do it when you're going on a long trip, but if you're just driving around town, they'll do it for you too at Frontier Auto Group. 405-262-3355. 405-262-3355. FrontierMotor.net in El Reno.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
My love, you've done it. You slayed the beast.
Indeed, princess. Well, what's this? You're injured.
I am, but I know the cure.
Pray tell.
Journey to Reno and Sarah Road, to the place they call Okie Dokie Bakery.
What?
I need a dozen cookies at least. Cupcakes, macarons.
Are you sure?
They are delicious. Just what I need.
We ride to Okie Dokie.
Okie Dokie Bakery. Visit okiedokiebakery.com.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app. Freedom's First News.
Hey, y'all, it's Aaron Brolbeck, host of Freedom's First News with Aaron Brolbeck on Freedom 96.9. Hope it's a great weekend. Coming up on your Monday morning, all the news and headlines you may have missed over the weekend, and it was a busy one. Plus, we'll take your calls and your comments about all things local and your dad joke of the day. We'll be squeezing a lot in starting on Monday morning at 7 o'clock. You don't want to miss this one.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, anchor with the forecast. Cloudy tonight, 74 the low. Sunny and hot tomorrow, high 101. Low tomorrow night, 76. Into Sunday, sunny, high 103. Monday, sunny, high 101. 85 degrees right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio and home of Firearms Friday.
Gunpowder, gunpowder day.
brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear, along with my good friend and coach, David the Marine.
Let me see your war face. You got a war face? Ah!
We all ask ourselves the same question, David. In the case of the In-N-Out Burger in Twin Falls, Idaho, what would I have done? And the one guy decided he was not going to be a victim and grabbed his gun and engaged the shooter.
And by so doing, he went towards the danger, and most of us would not do that. We're getting away from the danger. But this guy decided to go towards the danger and engage the guy and, you know, shot at him. And the guy, whoa, he did not expect to get shot at. And the off-duty cop made his approach, did not draw his gun from what I understand, but was right there and did get shot by the bad guy. But he felt enough pressure that, I can't handle it, man. And so he goes and shoots himself. So both those guys basically saved a lot of people that day because of their actions. Even though no shots landed on the bad guy, there's enough pressure brought to bear that he ended it himself, which I just wish he had ended it, you know, sooner before he started shooting anybody.
The curious thing that I noted was the type of gun that the good guy with the gun was using. His name was Jared Salinas, and he was carrying a Fabrique Nationale 5.7 with a suppressor on it. That's not easy to carry with a suppressor. So I don't know if he normally was doing that or if that was the gun he usually takes to the range.
It's a big gun. It holds 20 rounds. It's a bottleneck cartridge. It's like a mini 5.56 cartridge, for those who might have an idea what that is. So it's not your typical gun or caliber. The suppressor, it has a sharp report, so a suppressor really makes it easier to shoot. But it does make it bulky. I'm guessing he had it in his car as opposed to in his waistband. But he had it with him, which is a key factor here. He'd be in trouble if I had my gun with me.
Yeah.
He didn't say that because he had his gun with him, and he engaged the guy. And I understand he fired from about 35 yards away, did not make any hits. That's a good question, though. Can you go out and make a hit on a man's sight target at 35 yards? And if you answer, I don't know, then why don't you go out there and find out? See if you can do that. And if you can't, you need to practice more.
David, what is your tactical tip of the week?
Practice with purpose. Don't go to the range with a box of ammo and just shoot them up. I got a friend who does. I load my magazines, I shoot till they're gone, then I go home. It's like, well, what do? I shoot the target. He has no... He shoots at the target, honestly. sometimes he hits it. But go to the range with purpose. Like, okay, today I'm going to work on my long-range accuracy. Today I'm going to work on strong hand only. Today I'm going to work on weak hand only. Or my double taps, or this, that, or the other. Go with purpose. Don't just blow through a box of ammo and think that you're training. And that's your tactical tip of the week.
And speaking of training,
you can do that with me. I have classes. I have private lessons. If you want to get better faster, the private lesson is the way to do it. Find out how at OKCFireandTraining.com, OKC Fire and Training on Facebook, or text 405-740-7447. As always, guns for everybody.
And have a look at our suppressor comparison video, which is posted at freedom969.com and my Facebook and also my X profiles. We've got Mike Rust, who's general manager at H&H Shooting Sports. If you want a suppressor, you've got a whole department full of them.
I try to keep in stock late, just a whole bunch of brands, and we've got a whole bunch of suppressors to look at.
National Shooting Sports Month is in full swing, so you're celebrating with the Smith & Wesson Equalizer?
9mm bundle from Smith & Wesson. That's going to come with 3 total mags, a mag loader, and a Veridian green dot sight, and a specialist bag from Savior to put all that in. $509.99.
Your employee Esther has corrected me on my pronunciation of Heckler and Koch. She says that you have to say it Koch. I said, okay.
That's true, and you have to have an attitude when you say it.
Yes, that's another thing she told me. You have to sound angry. Anyway, you've got the CC9, too, which is, as I understand, is highly sought after.
It is, Lee. Those have been really tough to get. We've got them in stock in a good number, Those come with one 10-round magazine, a 12-round magazine. It's optics ready, and we've got them 20% off.
And the Christensen Arms Evoke rifles. I don't even...
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Senator Angela Alsobrooks says Democrats will come together after contentious primaries while arguing the real focus should stay on health care and the economy. Delaware Governor Matt Meyer wants to dissolve ICE while still supporting the removal of immigrants who commit crimes and calling for broader immigration reform. The Capistrano Unified School District is pausing the use of pesticides and herbicides following a cluster of child cancer cases in Orange County.
The district is implementing a 60-day pause on the use of landscape maintenance products and spray applications. It comes after multiple children and teens in Ladera Ranch were diagnosed with Ewing sarcoma. Since 2007, about 9 children connected with that community have been diagnosed with the rare form of cancer. Public health officials have not linked it to the chemicals used against weeds. I'm Mark Nayfield.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre, and this is the McIntyre Minute. A lot of people think, if I get hurt at work, that's workers' comp, and that's it. Not always. If you're injured on a job site because of a negligent contractor or faulty equipment, a careless delivery driver, or unsafe premises, you may have a third-party claim completely separate from workers' comp. And here's why that matters. Workers' comp limits what you can recover. Third-party claims don't. I've seen cases where someone was told, this is all you get, when in reality there was another responsible party who never got called out. Construction sites, oil fields, warehouses, they're crowded with overlapping duties and shared responsibility. If someone else's negligent put you in the hospital, don't assume the system has already done you a favor. Sometimes the real case hasn't even been opened yet. If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000. Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. An Oklahoma City man has been sentenced to 12 years in federal prison after investigators linked him to a 2025 drive-by shooting. Police stopped 43-year-old Mari Curry during a traffic stop and found a firearm in his vehicle, later determining the gun matched evidence from a drive-by shooting that occurred at his home. Because of his prior felony convictions, Curry's been prohibited from possessing a firearm and was convicted on a federal firearms charge. CASA of Oklahoma County is urgently seeking volunteers as the number of children needing advocates continues rising. The organization says 112 children are currently waiting to be matched with a court-appointed special advocate. CASA volunteers work with children who've experienced abuse or neglect and help represent their interests in court and throughout the child's welfare process. The organization says volunteers must be at least 21 and pass a background check. Governor Stitt has named State Superintendent Lyndall Fields to also serve as Oklahoma's Secretary of Education, as he'll still lead the State Department of Education while taking on the additional cabinet-level role. Stitt says the move will help maintain continuity as Oklahoma prepares for major education initiatives, including upcoming literacy requirements. The position was previously held by Dan Hamlin, who was appointed in October of last year. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture, and I personally know what it's like to struggle and push through the pain. Is your pain at volume 10? Neuropathy, arthritis, sciatica, whatever it is, you don't have to just live with it. At Be Well Acupuncture, we focus on real drug-free solutions to help mute that pain. We target your troubled areas and get to the source of your issue. You do not have to live in pain anymore. Take the next step to your relief and call or visit BeWellOKC.com. Get back to feeling like your young, pain-free self again.
When you are a teen, it can feel like you need permission for everything. And you might not feel like you control your own life. But when it comes to your body, you decide what is right for you. I know you might have questions. Good. It is important to educate yourself about sexual health and relationships. Talk to a trusted adult, like a parent or doctor, about boundaries, consent, and other safety measures. When it comes to your future, you are in the driver's seat.
For more information, visit oklahoma.gov/health/mch.
Uncontrolled bleeding can become life-threatening in just minutes. The right actions can save a life. Hi, this is Major Meredith with the Oklahoma City Fire Department. Our Stop the Bleed class teaches you how to recognize life-threatening bleeding and control it using direct pressure, wound packing, and tourniquets until help arrives. This hands-on training gives everyday people the skills to act in emergency. Visit okc.gov/fire for more information on how to schedule this free training for your business, group, or organization.
LSU denies an Oklahoma man accused of rape is attending their university. Wait a minute, don't they get most of their offensive line out of prison? So what difference does it make? Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9, and conversation about that will continue in 30 seconds.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be mostly clear with a low of 75. Tomorrow, expect sunny and toasty conditions with a high of 103. Tomorrow night will bring breezy conditions in the evening, otherwise clear with a low of 74. Sunday will be sunny, breezy, and hot with a high of 101. Monday will be mostly sunny, breezy, and hot with a high of 102. Tuesday will be sunny to partly cloudy, breezy, and hot with a high of 101. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
And however we might feel about the campaign we've just come through, I want you to understand that it pales in comparison to the cynicism, in comparison to the corporatism, in comparison to the lies that Mike Rogers and Donald Trump are going to tell.
That is the winner of the Democrat senator primary in Michigan, Asad El Sayed. You know, the guy who claims to be a medical doctor and was a member of a medical board and a health department official in the state of Michigan. Yeah, he might have studied medicine, but he never went through his clinicals. He never went through his residency, and he never went through a fellowship to finish the job to become an actual doctor. So it's kind of like studying to be a rocket scientist, but you've never worked on any rockets before. But here you are trying to tell everybody what a great doctor you are. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Lee Matthews on the drive. This house of cards that this Democrat National Socialist Party has become is going to collapse. And I was watching a report earlier today. It's going to collapse between now and the midterms because the moderate Democrats have just about given up on winning the midterms. The James Carvilles of the world, because they don't want this party taking over their Democrat Party. They don't want their Democrat Party to crumble under the absurdity that these people are offering. Open borders, defund the police, men and women sports, and so on. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Paul writes, Lee, you've been talking about data centers and how some city councilmen and mayors seem to be secretly trying to sneak them in to their municipalities for the tax base. No, you have to ask the previous city managers about signing the non-disclosure agreements with a data center. Former city manager Mike Castro signed the non-disclosure agreement with BLE Land Holdings Beltline administratively in February of 2025 back in Yukon. But then, Paul, the current city mayor didn't say anything about that. The current city mayor is perpetuating the conspiracy by not saying anything about it, one way or the other. Newton writes, Lee, Francesca Hong, the front runner for the Democrat nomination for governor in Wisconsin, is so radical and inherently anti-American that she masks El Sayed in Michigan and Mandami in New York and makes them look like moderates. It's hard to believe that the Democrats will nominate someone this radical, but the latest poll shows her ahead 44-15 over her closest opponent. And Newton, here's the thing. Francesca Hong comes from, and I talked about this yesterday, comes from a part of Wisconsin called the Isthmus. And the Isthmus is a little strip of land between two lakes in Madison, Wisconsin, where most of the campus of the University of Wisconsin resides. So it's a little hotbed of liberalism. And right now, from what I understand, there's all kinds of protests and violent problems going on in that part of Wisconsin. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Yeah, this is Dan. How you doing?
Good, Dan. Where are you calling from, if anywhere?
Right now I'm in Midwest City, but I'm headed to Edmond.
Okay, sir. What's on your mind?
So I saw the governor's debate, the one that they had over at the about the agriculture.
Yeah.
And did you see that one?
I did not.
Yeah, I have to say, probably Cindy was the best debater up there. She didn't have good facts or anything, but as far as looking good as a candidate, yeah. I mean, she blew the other two away. Drummond was stumbling all over himself. Maisie was okay, but he wasn't, you know, really great.
I've been told Maisie was really not thinking on his feet. I was told that Drummond seemed distracted, attacking Maisie any way he could. And so with those two trying to eat each other, I imagine Cindy Munson looked pretty good because all she had to do is sit there and not get angry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But anyway, I also had another thought, too, about, you know, there was a lot of discussion about the schools and, of course, God, what is the guy's name? James Taylor mm-hmm. has got the idea to go down to counties instead of so many superintendents.
Yeah, I've since learned that that is we'd have to repeal a law to do that because back in 1993 we did have countywide superintendents and by law they were done away with under the under the idea of we need more local control in the districts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, so as far as what to do about the schools, has anybody thought of this? Get all of the schools together, and instead of the parents and the teachers having to scramble for school supplies and all that, combine them all together and have a mass purchase for all school supplies, which would bring down the price way, way, way lower to be able to buy all the school supplies in bulk. And then you would be done with it and probably save money on top of that.
Well, you probably would. I'm not going to argue that, Dan. Here's what you will run into. You'll run into school districts like Putnam City and Mustang and Oklahoma City and Tulsa are going to eat up most of the bulk of those supplies because they're the bigger school districts. And the smaller school districts like Beaver and Guymon, they're going to end up not getting much of anything at all. Because
yeah,
they're smaller districts.
Breaking up. I'm going to let you go. Breaking up.
Okay. But that's what I don't think it'll be. I don't think it would be practicable to do that. I think a more practical solution is consolidate districts. We do not need 511 districts, 514 school districts in our state. The reason we have that many is because when statehood occurred, people had to walk to school. The government at that time, the government of Oklahoma, did not want there to be districts that were too big because they didn't want the schools to be too separate and because they didn't want people to have to walk a long way to get to school. That's not an issue anymore. And the consolidation should have happened when that no longer became an issue, which would probably have been right after World War II, getting into the 1950s. When school buses came along and people started taking school buses to school, that's when a consolidation should have happened. 405-608-4377. Dan, thanks for the call on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. For those of us that don't or haven't retired yet, we look forward to Friday. For those of us who are retired, we have a hard enough time remembering what day of the week it is. Hey, it's Lee Matthews. If you are approaching that golden age, which is great, you want to make sure you get everything you have coming to you, including Medicare. And so that means if you were born in 1961, you're eligible, or you're getting all of the pesky phone calls, emails, and texts. At any rate, you make the call by calling Well Preserved Advisory Group. Well Preserved Advisory Group, they'll work with you. and come up with a plan that works for you, no matter what your needs are financially, health-wise, or otherwise. 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790, the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. They'll talk to you in person, get to know what your needs are, as I mentioned. It's not something you're doing via a 1-800 line, and then signing up and getting all the things you have coming your way will be a breeze. Well-Preserved Advisory Group. It's like tutoring for a final exam. 405-848-5790.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom. And you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Modus Health, they don't just treat your symptoms of neuropathy and chronic pain, they find the root cause. And when it comes to chronic pain and neuropathy, their expert team combines cutting-edge chiropractic care with functional medicine to get you moving and feeling better and living better. Located in Yukon, Oklahoma, Modus Health is your partner for lasting wellness. Book your consultation today at modushealth.com and start your journey to real, lasting health. Modus Health, Oklahoma's choice for feeling your best, naturally and effectively.
They don't want to hire you because your paper might say Oklahoma School for the Blind.
I was just completely homebound because I was always too afraid to go outside. I want to be a productive member of society, and that's what DRS has given me.
They offer you opportunities to, like, getting a job, helping you learn how to advocate for yourself, find the best way to try living your life in the fullest way possible.
Oklahoma and DRS has been the biggest blessing in my life.
See me.
Not my disability.
Lace up your running shoes and join the Oklahoma City Fire Department for the 13th annual Project Life 5K on Saturday, August 22nd at the Devon Lawn in the Myriad Gardens. Every registration helps support Project Life programs, including providing free bicycle helmets to children through the Ride Safe program. Whether you run, walk, or cheer from the sidelines, you'll be making a difference in our community. Register today at runsignup.com and search Project Life 5K. We'll see you on August 22nd. Register today at runsignup.com.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio. That's me
in the corner. Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, cloudy skies tonight. Low of 74, sunny tomorrow and hot, high 101. Tomorrow night's low 76. Into Sunday, sunny, high of 103. Monday, sunny and a high of 101. 85 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Jerry in Ringwood, thank you for hanging on.
Hey, no problem. I'm just out here doing some Spark deliveries and heard you say a couple of things that I wanted to say that I agree and disagree with you on.
Okay, what you got?
Okay, so that, I don't know what you call it, but the cable car or trolley car down in Oklahoma City?
Yeah.
You say you're not for it, right?
Right.
But I think it's a good thing, though, because it gives, you know, transportation for other people that may not have it in the first place.
Well, that in theory is the idea. The problem is nobody's riding it. And they've just today officially made it completely free. So that's not what it was supposed to be. It was supposed to pay for itself with all the people who were supposed to ride it. So that's what my beef is. Number one, nobody's riding it. Number two, they can't give it away. And number three, all this money we've been spending on extra taxes to build and maintain the damn thing are going to build and maintain the damn thing rather than it paying for itself like it was supposed to.
Yeah, but the thing is I don't think it's in the right area. It needs to go all the way down to like Penn Square Mall or somewhere like that.
Okay.
It usable, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. It needs to be more than just 4 square miles, which you could probably you could probably walk in the same amount of time you could take that stupid train to do the 4 square miles. Yes, I agree. The idea was, well, let's start here and then we'll expand. Well, you can't even get it to pay for itself where it is. Now how are you going to talk people into expanding the damn thing? See, that's where I'm at.
Yeah, but yeah. If it was only, what was it, like $1 or $2 to ride the thing in the first place?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
That's not going to pay for it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I agree.
But anyway, I heard you say, and I was just like, you know what? I think it's a good idea to have it down there, especially when the events are going on. You could quickly jump on, jump off, but, you know, if nobody's using it, it is kind of a waste.
Nobody's using it because you can walk just as fast. Let's say you park over by the Civic Center parking garage, and you walk over to the stadium to watch a basketball game. Well, the time it takes you to ride that stupid trolley, you can walk it without any problem. Without any problem, because it's not even a half a mile. So,
yeah,
that's where I'm at on that. And then now they're talking about, ooh, we need a commuter train to connect Edmond with downtown Oklahoma City and with more. No, we don't. We can't even get the cable car to work right.
Yeah, that would be a waste, too. It's just too close. You got Uber and all that out there that can help take you around.
It is, Jerry. And, you know, I've lived in cities where you had serious traffic problems, and the common denominator there is the cities that have the biggest traffic problems are the cities that have a geographical block. Like you're up next to the ocean, or ocean, worse yet, ocean and rivers coming together. Therefore, you have to have a lot of bridges, and there's no room to grow, so you grow up instead of out. Oklahoma doesn't have that problem. We've got so much space to grow. Everything is north, south, east, west. So when you drive, there really aren't any problems. There's always an alternate route. I don't know that we would ever need any kind of commuter train or anything like that. Because we can grow. We still have a lot of growth. We still have a lot of room to grow.
Yeah. Let us know with Oklahoma City. It is expanding. It's going pretty quick.
Yeah.
It's just, you can't just have something downtown. It has to expand out if it's going to be usable in any fashion.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just wanted to call in and say, you know, I agree to disagree, but I see your point too.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's what polite discourse is all about, Jerry. And thanks a lot for participating. Have a good weekend on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. Jerry's in Ringwood, where they don't even have a bus because they don't need one. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Your house is only as good as the roof that is on it, and your insurance company knows it. Hey, it's Lee Matthews. That's why they take particular care when it comes to repairing that roof, because they know if it's not done right, in another couple of months, they're going to have to pay for it again. In fact, a lot of insurance companies are getting to the point where they're not, if you make two claims within a year, they're not going to pay one of them. And the state is all over them right now about that, and so are some private people. But I'll let you know about that the more I learn about it. In the meantime, when you do have to have a roof repair or any repair on your house, you want to make sure that the person doing it is going to talk things over with your insurance company, and that is McRoof. Scott McCullum of McRoof. He does more than repair your roof. He fortifies it. That way it's better for when any weather comes through. You know, we had that storm come through this afternoon. I didn't get any hail at the Matthews Mansion, but it would not have been unusual, even this time of year, for there to be hail like that, because the temperature dropped as quickly as it did. And you want your roof to be able to handle what Mother Nature can throw. It needs to be able to take a punch. 405-877-7663, McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
At Cimarron Casino in August, fun, excitement, and winning is in the bag during the Aristocrat Gaming Cash Giveaway. Thursdays in August, 5 to 8 p.m., you could be selected to win one of 20 drawings for a chance to pick a bag and win up to $500 cash. Start playing your favorite games August 1st and receive one entry for every 25 points earned. Bag some cool summer cash at the Aristocrat Gaming Cash Giveaway. Only at Cimarron Casino, where every day is payday.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture, and I personally know what it's like to struggle and push through the pain. Is your pain at volume 10? Neuropathy, arthritis, sciatica, whatever it is, you don't have to just live with it. At Be Well Acupuncture, we focus on real drug-free solutions to help mute that pain. We target your troubled areas and get to the source of your issue. You do not have to live in pain anymore. Take the next step to your relief and call or visit BeWellOKC.com. Get back to feeling like your young, pain-free self again.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
It is Eric Erickson, and I am live weekdays 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. I will take you through the news headlines and cover all the breaking news as it happens. I'll give you a fair and balanced analysis of what's actually going on in the world, what's true, and then I'll tell you what I think about it and take your phone calls as well at 877-973-7425. Listen every weekday 11 to 2 right here on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, accurate weather forecast, calling for cloudy skies tonight, low 74. Sunny and hot tomorrow, high 101. Tomorrow night, 76 for the low. Sunday, sunny and a high of 103. Monday, sunny and a high of 101. 85 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Brett writes, Lee, I too watched the gubernatorial debate, and it just looks to me like Mazie is not a very good speaker. He doesn't think on his feet very well, and Drummond just kind of ran all over him. Well, that may have been, Brett, that may have been. That doesn't mean that Drummond would be a better governor. It doesn't mean that Mazie would be a worse governor because of his... He probably was a bit intimidated, knowing that Drummond was going to try to run all over him, which he did. And, you know, I've got it wrong before. And if Drummond ends up becoming the Republican nomination, I will vote for Drummond. Right now, between the two, I don't think he's the best choice, because I really don't think he's sincere about any conservative policies. Mainly because he's not talking about any conservative policies. All he's doing is throwing mud, and all he's doing is inserting himself into issues that he thinks are conservative issues. And, hey, everybody, look at me. I'm over here trying to stop the smelter. Hey, everybody, over here, look at me. I'm suing the state. I'm suing State Farm. Hey, everybody, look at me over here inserting myself in this issue and that issue and the other. What are you going to do as governor? What is your plan as governor? What would you like to see happen in the state of Oklahoma in the next 4 to 5 years? What do you think of data centers? None of that has been talked about by Drummond. What do you think of property taxes? What do you think of the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority? What do you think of all those things that are important to Oklahomans? He's not said anything about it. That's what worries me, Brett. Keep in mind, in the next time we vote on the 17th of August, we're not voting for governor. We're voting for who is going to run for governor. Right now, I think Mazie would be a better governor because he at least has a plan. If Drummond has a plan and he's not giving out his plan because he doesn't want Cindy Munson to attack him for it, I think that's an idiotic strategy. We have not had a Democrat governor in decades. And the last time we had a Democrat governor was because we had a third-party candidate steal conservative votes. That's not going to happen here. So Drummond doesn't need to worry about, even if he gets the nomination, he doesn't need to worry about somebody stealing the conservative votes away from him. What I'm trying to say politely is he's got nothing to lose by putting forth a platform, but he's not doing it. Why? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. And Brett, that's my reasoning right there. And if you have other reasoning, let's talk about it. That's why this is a radio show. I had somebody call in the middle of the break there. I don't want to be on the air. I just want to talk this out. I said, no, I don't get paid to talk about this on the commercials. I get paid to talk about it on the radio. That's why this is a radio show. Debbie writes, Lee, maybe the University of Oklahoma would like to access to run through the university. Oh, you're talking about the turnpike. Just saying. Yes, Debbie, if the turnpike was proposed to come right through the middle of the campus of OU, they would feel a lot different about that. Definitely. On the way, one DHS employee is in big trouble. I'll tell you why. Freedom now.
KQOP in Oklahoma City.
Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Authorities identify the two people killed in the fiery crash on the Turner Turnpike. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Warner. Iranian lawmakers are reportedly considering legislation that would ban U.S., Israeli, and other designated hostile ships from transiting the Strait of Hormuz while imposing steep fines and penalties on some commercial cargo. The proposal comes as Iran seeks greater control over the strategic waterway, even as U.S.-Iran negotiations aimed at easing tensions reportedly continue. Cyclosporiasis cases are continuing to rise in Iowa.
Iowa Health and Human Services says 272 cases of cyclosporiasis have been confirmed this year in 55 Iowa counties. That's almost 50 more cases than last week's report and over 200 more than this time last year. The CDC has linked Iowa to a multi-state outbreak of cyclosporiasis tied to recalled shredded iceberg lettuce. I'm Elaine Lee Irvin.
As it continues to clean up a massive warehouse in Boyle Heights, California, Lineage Logistics must do more to control the odor.
That's according to a modified abatement order approved yesterday by the South Coast Air Quality Management District. For 7 weeks after a cold storage warehouse burned down, the smell of rotting food has permeated Boyle Heights and attracted rats and flies. So far, air regulators have received 4,200 odor complaints and issued 25 notices of violations to Lineage. I'm Mark Niefield.
There's an increase in the number of Americans who believe couples with children should be married.
Roughly 4 in 10 Americans say it's very important for a couple to be legally married if they have a child together. That's up 10 points from a previous Gallup poll taken in 2020. The increase is driven by Republicans, where 58% say the marriage of parents is very important, a 22-point bounce in 6 years. 82% of the people who took the survey said their parents were married when they were born. 67% were raised in two-parent households. I'm Rory O'Neill.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over 1 million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30-plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. Authorities have identified two people killed in a fiery crash on the Turner Turnpike in Creek County. 52-year-old Jamie Earp and 22-year-old Tucker Earp died after their vehicle struck another that was stopped on the shoulder Wednesday afternoon. Cause of the crash remains under investigation with no additional details released. Governor Kevin Stitt has signed legislation designed to protect Oklahoma utility customers as large data centers move into the state. The new law requires large data centers to pay for the electrical infrastructure needed to serve their facilities rather than passing those costs onto residents. Stitt says the measure encourages economic growth while protecting ratepayers in the process. Well, the Oklahoma City Thunder once again gearing up to offer free educational programs for schools across the state. Teachers able to sign up for reading, literacy, STEAM, and classroom grant programs, along with the Thunder Book Bus. team says its education initiatives reached more than 37,000 students and 700 teachers last school year alone. Several Oklahoma City Blue field trip games combining basketball and STEM learning are also scheduled to be held this year. More information is available through the Thunder's education website. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
August is National Shooting Sports Month, and H&H Shooting Sports is your place to celebrate. I'm Lee Matthews. Gear up with the Smith & Wesson Equalizer 9mm Bundle, complete with three total magazines of Iridian Green Dot Optic and Range Bag, all just $509.99. We've even got the highly sought HKCC9 in stock and on special for 20% off MSRP. Save 15% off Christensen Arms Evoke Rifles. Want more? Every Wednesday in August, bring a friend to H&H Shooting Sports for half-price range time. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters. Quarters for guns and gear.
Another state is going after Anthony Fauci for making a profit off of some of his COVID policies. I'll tell you which one. Lee Matthews and the Drive continues in 30 seconds on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be mostly clear with a low of 75. Tomorrow, expect sunny and toasty conditions with a high of 103. Tomorrow night will bring breezy conditions in the evening, otherwise clear with a low of 74. Sunday will be sunny, breezy, and hot with a high of 101. Monday will be mostly sunny, breezy, and hot with a high of 102. Tuesday will be sunny to partly cloudy, breezy, and hot with a high of 101. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
It's happening now.
We are not going to win.
The new Freedom 96.9.
The war against some kind of idea.
Not last week.
The Democratic Party's agenda.
Not yesterday.
Doesn't really ever get 51%.
Keep up with what's happening.
This guy's nuts.
Now.
He makes no sense in the real world.
With the new Freedom 96.9.
And it's a bunch of overeducated little white turds.
Oklahoma Talk Radio.
Who think they know more than other people know.
It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
One of the things that happened while you were at work today, Trump has amended his attack on birthright citizenship, issuing an executive order to restrict it to you cannot be born of someone who is here serving diplomatically, like an ambassador. You cannot be born of someone who's here that is an enemy of the United States. You cannot be here born as a tourist, because then you are not subject to the jurisdiction thereof. So he's taken the birthright citizenship broadly and focused it, which I think is the right thing to do, so that if it is challenged and gets to the Supreme Court, we are talking about specific cases. I think the Supreme Court got it wrong this time, but they used the broad strokes that were being used to define subject to the jurisdiction thereof. That's what they used as their reasoning. If you focus those strokes, then they have to look at them more specifically, they being the Supreme Court, if it gets that far. Does Mike Mazie's brother have a vested interest in the aluminum smelting plant that's supposed to be coming to Inola? No. That didn't stop Gettner Drummond from accusing him of it and having to retract that statement earlier today. A good guy with a gun and a suppressor today on Firearms Friday, and we looked at some suppressors. The video blog is posted at freedom969.com, also on my X profile and Facebook page. And then we'll get into this story a little bit later on. LSU has denied the Oklahoma man accused of rape attending their university. Well, doesn't LSU get most of their offensive line out of prison anyway? What's the big deal? Anthony Fauci being attacked by another state. No, not Oklahoma, but I'll tell you by whom. Also coming up on Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Russell in Oklahoma City, thank you for hanging on.
Thank you, Lee. It was earlier this week when I was brought to you about the education system.
Yeah.
And I said about, what were we talking about? Oh, how poor the students are not giving all their effort and there's no support with the parents.
Right.
Which gave me to think about it for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You can spend all the money and give as many pay raises or bonus or incentives for teachers to come to Oklahoma. You can rebuild every administration building in Oklahoma. You can build every new school in Oklahoma. But if we don't change the way we teach our children, they're still going to be stupid, and the education system in Oklahoma is still going to suck.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how often, well, all my stepkids have graduated out. I don't have to worry about any of this. But if I wanted to shout my expressions and concerns with our education system in Oklahoma, how often do they do a school board meeting?
Well, I think they do one every, it seems like it's every, at least once a month, if not twice a month. But it's going to depend on your school district.
Yeah.
So,
do you actually have to have a kid in school to voice your concern?
I don't think so. I don't think so. If you live in that district and have concern about the schools in that district, you can attend and you can be heard.
Okay. How about this? This is just one of my suggestions. Is there are, I don't know what the percentage is about how many kids are in school and how many kids get up to the 12th grade and graduate. But to increase the number of graduates each year, I would propose that starting in the 9th grade, all in each and every year up to the 12th grade, they take a U.S. citizen test at the beginning of the year and at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And have them, that way they have, what, 8 chances to improve on their test score? And that would be the main reason, or one of the requirements to graduate.
Well, I think we already have adequate metrics by which we allow people to graduate, and that is grades. I think during COVID, we did a great disservice by shutting down the schools and then starting to cut breaks with people and letting them go into the next grade when they couldn't read. I think we do a great disservice to all students when we don't fail them if they haven't learned to read. And if a certain amount of kids in a certain school at a certain class by a certain teacher are not passing, well, then we need to figure out maybe it's the teacher's problem. Maybe we've got the wrong teacher teaching this class rather than the students. And then the other thing you and I talked about, and I was thinking about it on vacation because I was watching I have two great nephews and one great niece. Okay, so these are the children of my nephew. He is homeschooling them. He does not allow them to have digital access to anything. Computer. He doesn't allow them to have access to a phone. The only time he allows them access to a phone is when they want to talk to their grandma on the phone, or their grandpa, or their Uncle Lee, or whoever. And I noticed they didn't have attention problems. They read. They asked intelligent questions of adults. They engaged in conversation with adults. They weren't competing with other kids for, oh, so-and-so's got a phone and I don't. Or so-and-so's wearing certain clothes and I don't have those clothes. I didn't see any of those social economic problems that you run into with public schools because they have engaged parents and grandparents that are encouraging them to not only read, but teach themselves things by reading. And they're not competing with digital devices, and they're not competing with television. And they let them watch television, but they don't let them watch a lot of television. So, you know, I really believe that when we came out of World War II and got into the 50s, and you know, that brief period before everybody could afford a television, there wasn't anything for the kids to compete with. You had to read or you didn't have any entertainment. And if that reading was comic books or a book or whatever it was, you had to read. I think it all goes back to reading, because when you can read, you can teach yourself things. And that's why I believe we have problems today. There's so much more competition for the attention of these kids, whether it's on the phone, whether it's on a computer, whether it's on the television. And you don't have parents policing this. Okay, Johnny, you've spent too much time on the computer. Go pick up a book and read, or go outside and play, one or the other. You know?
Yeah. Well, we also got, well, I think this teacher, actually, I went to school, my high school years was 1990-91.
Okay.
To 1994.
All right.
1994 is when I graduated. Mm-hmm. And one of the teachers in my high school said, the two things you will always have to do until the day that you die, read, and you have to do math.
Yes.
And if we can conquer those two with our high, with our any child in the state of Oklahoma,
I agree.
They will succeed.
I agree.
At least halfway.
I agree. But you understand that, okay, if you were in junior high in 2020, and now you're about to go into you're about to go into your senior year, and if in 2020 you were having problems reading, but because of the COVID and because, oh, we can't put all these kids behind because they couldn't go to school because we shut the schools down, they promoted them anyway. You can see where now the chickens are coming home to roost, and our graduation rates are going to be down, and our literacy rates are going to be down because a lot of these kids can't read, but they were promoted anyway.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I think we need to change some of our tactics or
I agree.
The way we teach our kids.
I agree.
Because, and hold them to standards and hold the teachers to standards.
Yes.
Because if we don't change the way we teach our kids, the school system in Oklahoma is going to suck.
Well, it's on its way right now, and I think a lot of that has to do with the, you know, okay, let's let the standard be the grades, okay? Not a standardized test, not some stupid standardized test that all you're going to do is teach those kids to memorize some answer so that your school looks better on your standardized test scores, and then your teachers look better, and then your teachers get a raise because they all look better, but the kids haven't learned anything.
But when I was in elementary school, I remember we had to do the California Achievement Test. Do they still do that?
Well, I was in ninth grade, and we did what was called the ASFAB, the Army Services something or other battery, aptitude battery. And what it was a test to see what your aptitude was, and they wanted to catch your aptitude in ninth grade so that hopefully you would start focusing on what you were good at. So, for instance, I took the test, and it showed that I would be great at electronics.
Yeah.
Or be a diesel mechanic. So, I had already decided I wanted to be in radio. You can see that's where I started applying myself, was to, okay, I'm going to take physical science. I'm going to take physics. Because that's what we deal with, all these kinds of things. And so I'm going to take algebra and algebra 2 and trigonometry, because you need to use all of that in this line of work. And I thought that was enormously beneficial, because a lot of kids didn't know what they were good at. But this test told you what you were good at. Now, there was an ulterior motive. It was the Army putting it on. So hopefully they would recruit you to sign up and you'd join the Army after you graduated. That was the next thing. The sales pitch came right after that.
Well, also, I thought that was just, well, when I was in 12th grade, you didn't have to take the ASVAB unless you wanted to go or try to go into the Army.
Yeah.
And or to the military.
Yeah, I think they changed
it. My grade was only good enough to be in the Army as a cook. I only did it at a 32.
I took the ACT. I did horribly on the ACT test. Do you know why? Because I didn't care. I knew what I wanted to do with my life at that time. I didn't need a test telling me what I was going to do and how I was going to do it. And then my counselor said, you did really lousy on this ACT test. You're not that stupid. I know you're not that stupid. And I said, I know I'm not that stupid either. That's why this test is a piece of crap. I said, I should have I shouldn't have had to have studied for that test. I shouldn't have had to do anything for that test except take that test. And I should have done it. Well, you should have studied and prepared for it. Why? Well, because if you get a good grade on that, you'll get into college. I don't want to go to college. I know what I want to do.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, okay. So if a teacher wanted you to, let's say a teacher wanted you to, hey, we're going to balance the budget. We're going to do what the government does. We're going to teach you how to balance the budget. Now, would that be in math class or would that be in civics?
That was, number one, it was in civics. And number two, it was in a little class we had called Free Enterprise.
Really?
And Free Enterprise, you took your senior year.
And do you ever think we'll ever get accounting or do they have accounting in
They used to when I was in high school. You could take an accounting class, but I don't know what they're doing. It was part of business administration.
No, okay.
We had business administration electives you could take.
Yeah.
We had home economics you could take, where not only would you learn how to balance a checkbook, you'd learn how to budget a household and cook and clean. I don't know that they have that anymore.
You mean home ec?
Yeah, home ec.
I did. They had it in the 90s, but...
Yeah, and they had it in the 80s when I was in high school, so...
Well, back then, they also had typewriting class, but they don't have that, or
yeah,
they would have keyboarding.
We had typewriting. I took typing in ninth grade, and I'm glad I did, because... Now that we have computers, I can go like the wind on a computer. Whereas my brother didn't take typing. He still has to hunt and peck. So
what's your WPM?
About 68 words per minute. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I can type almost I can type almost as fast as I can talk. Almost.
Okay.
Yeah.
Almost. Okay. Well, have a good weekend.
All right.
Doing laundry. I have to do laundry too.
So. I hope we solved the problem, but we're not that far apart in what we think needs to be done, Russell. I think we need to focus back on aptitude so that kids can figure out what they want to do with their lives and then focus their particular program on that. And then we need the counselors to be there to motivate them to do that, not just take the stupid test, motivate them to fulfill their aptitude, not just go to college. And then we need engagement from the parents. The parents have got to be engaged. We've got to stop treating public schools like asylums that are going to raise our kids for us. And that's what a lot of the parents do. Oh, I didn't have time to make any breakfast. You can go eat breakfast at school. I didn't have the time to make you lunch. You can make lunch at school. You know, that kind of thing. Okay, you're going to stay late at school because they're having an activity? Great. You know, the parents need to be more engaged.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, and another thing. Well, I don't have much time I have, but there's a thing on YouTube. I don't know. There's this guy that goes to young people in New York City or whatever, and it says, when was the War of 1812?
Yeah.
Or where is the Panama Canal located?
Yeah.
Or who fought in the Civil War? And they can't even answer.
Where is
so I don't know if it's just picking and choosing.
Who's buried in Grant's tomb?
When did we win the independence?
Yeah.
And they can't answer.
They can't answer it.
I don't know if.
I can't help you if you don't know basics. I can't help you if you don't know basics and you're an adult in this world.
Yeah, so...
Especially with information being what it is. You can look all this stuff up, and there it is, right there in front of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You are right, Russell. I've got to run. Thanks for the call, and have a good weekend on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. I see this weekend is the big benefit for the Red Hat Ladies Club of Maud. They're going to be having their benefit bake sale and radiator flush. Not many cars need to have their radiators flushed anymore, but hey, it's Lee Matthews for Frontier Auto Group and Frontier Motors. They're a family-oriented business, and while others are succumbing to corporate policies that ignore the customer, they're still looking you in the eye, shaking your hand, and dealing with you one-on-one, even if you do have to have a radiator flush, which most people don't anymore. But check engine light, low tire pressure light, weak battery, air conditioning not quite doing what it's supposed to. And in this time of the year, you poor soul, if you have no air conditioning. And they check all this all at no charge. It's something they regularly do with regularly scheduled service visits. Call. They're just minutes from Oklahoma City or wherever you are in El Reno's Auto Alley just off Route 66. Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355. FrontierMotor.net.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about the station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time. Consider this an invitation to listen to my personal financial advisor, Mike McGuire of McGuire Capital's financial show, Bull and Bear. Hey, it's Lee Matthews, and you can hear it every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. Get to know Michael and then set an appointment where he can get to know you and your family and your retirement goals, just like he did me. Together, you can get to and through your retirement goals. In my case, sooner than you think. Tune into Saturday's Bull and Bear show, 10 a.m. to 1, right here on Freedom 96.9.
I think it's important to start early, and it could be just as simple as contacting your local child guidance clinic. They will go through checklists to screen your child's development and talk to you about any specific concerns you may have.
I think it's a great program. I think everyone should have the opportunity to start early intervention. It gives our children the best chance at a successful life.
Visit oklahoma.gov/health/child guidance for more information.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom's First News.
Hey, y'all, it's Aaron Brolbeck, host of Freedom's First News with Aaron Brolbeck on Freedom 96.9. Hope it's a great weekend. Coming up on your Monday morning, all the news and headlines you may have missed over the weekend, and it was a busy one. Plus, we'll take your calls and your comments about all things local and your dad joke of the day. We'll be squeezing a lot in starting on Monday morning at 7 o'clock. You don't want to miss this one.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Today, our committee recommended the Board of County Commissioners proceeding with a sales tax vote of 0.4% for 25 to 30 years to provide approximately $600 million to complete the jail construction.
That was earlier this week, the Oversight Committee recommending that a 0.4% sales tax be levied by the county council, countywide in Oklahoma County anyway, to pay for that jail. I haven't heard anything further about that, but I will keep my ear to the ground for you on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. Let's see here. A former Oklahoma Department of Human Services employee is accused of stealing more than $2 million from a program designed to help low-income Oklahomans pay their heating and water bills. Casey Killian Latran's charges are five felony counts of embezzlement that go back to 2017. They say that he, court documents describe several fake utility companies, and investigators say that Latran used the, he would move state assistance money from the program into those bank accounts that he controlled, and then he would take the money and run. Well, he didn't get very far. A university, LSU University, is speaking out after a social media post went viral claiming that an Oklahoma man accused of violent assaults would be heading to its campus. Jesse Butler, we've been talking about, he's the one that was accused of rape, but then the case just kind of fell apart before our very eyes, and he ended up that he was basically let go with a slap on the wrist. Well, the charges say that he was supposed to be going to LSU. And earlier this week, Payne County judge dismissed the remaining state criminal proceedings, arguing that Oklahoma law prevents prosecutors from pursuing the case any further, and it's a double jeopardy case. But at any rate, I don't see what LSU is so cranked up about. They get their offensive line out of prison, don't they? So what's one more person, you know? As I mentioned earlier, here we go with another what did I tell you moment. As of today, the Oklahoma City streetcars are permanently free to ride. Basically, that means they can't give them away. Now, you remember they were supposed to pay for themselves. How are they going to pay for themselves if we're not charging people to ride on them? Oh, I know, we're going to keep that sales tax going, and that's what's going to keep it floating. Once again, government-subsidized transportation that A, we don't need, B, nobody is using. And Anthony Fauci is in more trouble. We'll get into that coming up and more of your calls to 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Some sob stories from the company that makes the traffic cameras, too. I have a hunch they're trying to make it seem like you really need us. You really need us to. And I'm wondering if we do. I'll explain why. All coming up on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. It's The Drive with Lee Matthews and your calls, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, lmatthews at freedom969.com, my email.
USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. The Senate has overwhelmingly passed a bill imposing new sanctions on Russia and Iran. The 86-11 vote targets major buyers of Russian oil and gas, adds sanctions on Russian officials and oligarchs, and expands penalties on Iran's weapons and energy sectors. The bill also gives the president authority to impose tariffs on certain countries and now heads to the House. Senator Marsha Blackburn is the projected winner in the Republican primary for Tennessee governor.
She defeated Congressman John Rose and State Representative Monty Fritz. All were running to replace term-limited Republican Governor Bill Lee. Meanwhile, Trump-backed U.S. Representative Andy Ogles lost his Republican primary in Tennessee. John Summers, USA Radio News.
At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 151 points. The S&P 500 rose by 47 points. The NASDAQ gained 342 points. Levon Putney.
From America's News Network USA, Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. Authorities have identified two people killed in a fiery crash on the Turner Turnpike in Creek County. 52-year-old Jamie Earp and 22-year-old Tucker Earp died after their vehicle struck another that was stopped on the shoulder Wednesday afternoon. Cause of the crash remains under investigation with no additional details released. Governor Kevin Stitt has signed legislation designed to protect Oklahoma utility customers as large data centers move into the state. The new law requires large data centers to pay for the electrical infrastructure needed to serve their facilities rather than passing those costs on to residents. Stitt says the measure encourages economic growth while protecting ratepayers in the process. Well, the Oklahoma City Thunder are once again gearing up to offer free educational programs for schools across the state. Teachers able to sign up for reading, literacy, STEAM, and classroom grant programs, along with the Thunder Book Bus. The team says its education initiatives reached more than 37,000 students and 700 teachers last school year alone. Several Oklahoma City Blue Field Trip games combining basketball and STEM learning are also scheduled to be held this year. More information is available through the Thunder's education website. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Suffering from neuropathy, chronic pain? Looking for real and lasting health solutions? Modus Health and Dr. Jeremy Moss and his team will go beyond your symptoms to find the root cause of your neuropathy and chronic pain. Dr. Moss has just released his new book, Designed for More, because you are, and new patients will get a free copy with their first treatment. It's time to move better, feel better, and live better. Visit ModusHealth.com or call 405-494-0165, 405-494-0165, and book your appointment today.
Hey, farmers, are you in the market for a great farm work truck? If you are, come to Northwest Oklahoma's truck store, Stevens Ford in Enid, where you'll find a great selection of the perfect farm work truck. Ford's cab and chassis. Pick one out from our massive inventory and take $6,000 off the MSRP. That's $6,000 right off the top. Do you want to drive America's favorite and best-looking truck, Ford F-150? Check this one out. A 2026 Ford F-150 4x4 Crew Cab XLT. Pick yours out. Take $6,400 off the MSRP. And get this. Both these trucks qualify for 84-month Ford financing with 2.9% interest. If you are truck shopping, don't waste your time. Come straight to Northwest Oklahoma's truck store. And remember, Stevens Ford will beat any deal, regardless.
Factory rebates applied with approved credit.
Sob stories coming from the company that makes those traffic cameras. I guess they're trying to keep the contracts that they do have because... And then else, you know what else that tells me? That a lot of the contracts are in question. So Oklahoma City's may be one of them. Oklahoma's Talk Radio will talk about that coming up as The Drive continues on Freedom 96.9. I'm Lee Matthews with The Drive.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be mostly clear with a low of 75. Tomorrow expect sunny and toasty conditions with a high of 103. Tomorrow night will bring breezy conditions in the evening, otherwise clear with a low of 74. Sunday will be sunny, breezy, and hot with a high of 101. Monday will be mostly sunny, breezy, and hot with a high of 102. Tuesday will be sunny to partly cloudy, breezy, and hot with a high of 101. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Golf.
Right.
Uses way more.
Right.
Golf and what are we, almonds is the thing we raise
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
Like almonds and right. golf, I'm against both of them.
Bill Maher talking about the water usage versus what data centers use. And he's right. You know, watering golf courses and watering for certain crops like almonds, maybe even hay fields, do use more water depending on the size of the data center you're talking about. 405-608-4377. But it shouldn't be a worry anymore. Earlier this week, the laws were signed by Governor Stitt. Law, not a regulation, not something that that the executive order that's going to expire. These are now laws. If you are going to build a data center, you have to prove to the municipality that you have a solution for the water problem and a solution for the power problem, whatever that might be. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Curtis writes, Lee, in UConn, they were talking about a recall election or just plain recall. It's a special election triggered by citizens, usually via a petition, to vote an elected official out of office before their official term has ended. If the recall passes, the new election is held or held simultaneously to choose their replacement. Yes. And what has to happen now is they evidently got enough signatures on a recall petition in UConn. The city council has to, they got certified so that we know that each and every one of those signatures is a legal resident of UConn, voting resident of UConn. And now the city council has to decide, yeah, it's legit and we're going to have a recall election. And yes, the mayor of UConn can run again if he wants to. I don't know where we are on that. Maybe next week they'll decide, but all of it stems from how secret everything seemed to be when it came to the data center there in UConn. On Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. Lee Matthews and The Drive. Hi, you are on the air.
On the air.
You are on the air.
Emma.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Yo.
Hello?
Yes, I need you to turn your radio down. I need you to talk to me. And the first thing we're going to do is establish who you are. What's your name?
Terry.
Terry. Okay, Terry. Do you realize you're talking?
Oh, wow. I've been listening to you on the radio on the phone. I'm sorry about that.
That's what I'm trying to get you to do. Stop listening on the radio.
All right. You don't want me to stop listening to the radio.
No, I don't want you to monitor yourself while you're talking. Okay, so Terry, where are you, if anywhere?
I am in Oklahoma City, sir.
All right. Now we got that established. What is on your
Guns
mind?
Guns for everybody.
Thank you, yes.
Hey, I was just going to comment on, things are getting crazy, and I just feel like our government's actually pitting all of us against each other. I mean,
I think the political parties are. I don't know if the government is.
Yeah,
the political parties definitely are.
Well, everything's the same as it was with Biden, don't you think? I mean, food and everything else, gas is going up and down like a yo-yo.
No, inflation's not as bad. Inflation's not as bad. Housing's not as bad. Gas is not nearly as bad. I mean, it's going up and down, but I filled up for $3.90 a gallon, and that was the real gas just the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. I still feel like just nothing's really changing.
Well, I think it has. I think it has for the better. And then, you know, I'm looking at what's going on in the stock market, and I look at what's going on with my IRA account, and it's making more money than it's ever made before because the stock market is doing better, and the stock market's doing better because inflation is lower, and inflation is lower because people have more confidence, consumer confidence, so people are actually buying things again. Housing needs to catch up again, but that's a material kind of thing, and when that I blame still on COVID. And if we ever get another pandemic, we've got to not shut down everything. That has been our biggest problem.
I hear you. Well, I just went and got groceries, sir, and I got to disagree with you.
Okay. I bet you didn't pay $8 for a dozen eggs.
Hey, come on now.
Well.
The eggs ain't the issue here. It's the price of everything. And I'm telling you, I don't see a big change from Biden.
Okay.
And I guarantee a lot of your listeners probably see what I'm seeing, too.
No, I see a huge change.
Folks, chime in. But, hey, thank you for listening to me. I got to disagree every now and then. So
that's all right.
Take care.
It's all right, Terry. On Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. Florida Attorney General James Udemeyer is announcing that he and the attorneys general of two other states have issued a subpoena to Dr. Anthony Fauci on Wednesday of this week to determine whether the doctor who informed the White House's COVID-19 policies had received financial and other benefits for his work. The subpoena calls for information regarding awards Fauci had received or was considering for grants and had been awarded professional opportunities offered to him because of his stance on COVID. So this is another legal problem that Fauci is in. Not criminal. This time it's fraud. And he hasn't been pardoned from anything in regards to fraud. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air. What is your name?
Dennis in Yukon. Dennis in Kingfisher.
All right, Dennis. Thanks a lot for hanging on.
You're a veteran.
Yes.
I just disagree with that last guy. Things are a lot better. The border is secure. And if you can't see that, you're a moron.
Yep.
And also, they're kicking people out of the country that need to be out of the country.
Yep.
Trump ain't taking no crap from nobody.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to getting walked all over by Biden. I just see we're in better standing around the world. I mean, I don't know what kind of news he's watching or not watching.
I don't either, and I don't know what he's buying, and I don't know what he's shopping. I mean, when I brought up specifics like the $8 to $10 dozen eggs, I mean, we're not seeing that anymore. We're not seeing $8 to $10 milk. We're not seeing that anymore. Beef prices are still high, but that has nothing to do with anything that's going on with the economy. That has everything to do with drought and the inability of American ranchers to be able to feed their cattle.
Well, up here in Kingfisher, up in Hennessy, we have a grocery store called Forties, a plug there for them for free. They have great meal, great meat prices, and I go out there and I get all my meat there because it's locally butchered.
Yeah, yeah.
And therefore, the prices aren't exorbitant like Walmart.
Well, and that's, I end up usually getting my beef from a local, from my local farmer's market for the very same reason. I might be paying $2 or $3 per pound more, but the beef is better. I'm getting more of it per pound. I don't mind getting it untrimmed because I trim it and make a broth out of the fat and the bones. So it ends up being a better deal for me.
Can always make some callow out of that.
Oh yeah.
The insane, you can give it to your wife as a Christmas present. It's a makeup moisturizer.
Yes.
I was still working on that thing we talked about getting you out here for Christmas. And,
oh, yeah, yeah.
And also for Founders Day that I'm going to make happen. Hopefully
okay.
I make it happen. Have to see how that goes. I had a meeting with the American Legion on next Thursday.
All right.
So we're going to push that issue and to the city, and hopefully the city will be listening and understand that we want this to happen because it's, I mean, Kingfisher was almost the capital at one time for the state. So, I mean, I think it needs to happen. Also, Lee, firearms for everybody.
You got it. Guns for everybody and ammunition, yes.
Also, yes.
Yes. Have a good weekend, Dennis. Thanks a lot for the call.
You too.
All right. On Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. Yeah, he wanted to know if Freedom wanted to be a part of their Founders Day celebration, and I told him yes. I'd love to. In fact, we had a meeting earlier this week that we'd like to get involved in that, but that we didn't really have an in with the American Legion. So hopefully Dennis could make that happen, if not this year, next. Teal writes, Lee, I always listen to you each and every afternoon. I want to thank you personally for waking us up little by little, one by one. Well, you're welcome, Teal. That's what I try to do. And I also try to keep everything in perspective. Because the media is always trying to blow things out of perspective in order to keep you engaged with them, however that might be. 405-608-4377. Hi, you. All right. All right. Do I have to do a lesson again on how to be a caller? When you, because I've had an inordinate amount of this today. People calling and hanging up, okay? When you call this radio station, you are calling a radio program. So chance, number one, you're going to be on the air. If you don't want to be on the air, don't call. Number two, when I pick up the phone, give me a minute to get to you because I might be in the middle of some other topic and you just need to hang on. So sit tight. I'll be right there. Number three, if you are in a part of the state where you are getting bad reception, don't call. Wait till you get good reception before you call, because I may have to put you on hold for a couple of minutes. And if your call drops, then I can't call you back. Five, turn your radio down. Don't listen on the radio for me to say hello, because we're on a delay. And it'll just confuse you, like it confused Terry a minute ago, or Jerry. I'm not sure which is which, but 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews.
Hello?
Hello, what is your name?
Name's Michael.
And Michael, you are where, if anywhere?
In Moore, Oklahoma.
Good to hear from you, sir.
Good, good. Quick question for you. You had, I missed the first part of that, but you said if I had, if somebody had solutions for energy or water usage, where to call, and I missed that portion of it.
Oh, well, I was talking about the data centers, and the data centers,
right.
There is a new law in Oklahoma that they must have a solution. If they're going to take a lot of power off the power grid, they have to be able to provide the power for themselves. And if they have to use a lot of water, they have to come up with a solution to how they're going to do that so that they don't take our water from the water table and that they don't raise our utility rates.
Right. But you said there was somebody that we should reach out to? in order if we had a solution? Is that right? Did I mishear that?
Yeah, I didn't say that specifically there, but we were talking about education, and I said that because I don't have any kids in schools. But that was a separate topic. Anyway, I wanted to make sure everybody understood that I think it was Wednesday the governor signed that law that says, so what I'm trying to do is trying to put out the fires that people are starting when it comes to, oh my God, a data center's coming. They're going to take all our water. They're going to take all our power. Not necessarily.
Right.
Now, that still doesn't mean you may want it at the end of your street. I get that. And you definitely want to keep an eye on your city council and city manager so they don't try to do something shifty and behind the scenes and get a data center put in when you don't want one. But other than that, I don't think the issue of water and electricity is going to be an issue.
Right. I think a lot of people are misguided and miseducated.
Well, it doesn't help that the Chinese are propagandizing that information on social media as much as they can. That's where a lot of that's coming from.
Correct.
Yeah.
But, you know, I guess my big deal here is I've got a solution. I've actually presented the solution to a couple of state representatives, and they said that it's a great idea, and nobody is thinking about it, but I can't get these data centers to call me back so I could present it to them. So I was just curious.
That's another one of these problems. These data centers are being developed by developers. So a lot of times the person that comes to town and starts talking to the city council and talking to the mayor and the city manager, a lot of times that's not the person that's going to be running the data center. That's the person that's just developing the deal.
Right.
And they're the ones who usually come in and say, okay, I've got this great opportunity for your community, but you're going to have to sign a non-disclosure agreement because we can't be talking about this. Well, why not? Yeah. If it's going to affect the people, then the people need to know about it.
100%.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah. So anyway, I must have misheard that.
That's all right.
I just caught the last part of that, so I apologize.
That's all right, Michael. Make it a great weekend, okay?
All right, you too.
All right, thank you for listening to Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Debbie writes, Lee, I don't understand why kids are not taught to read in the first grade. Well, I thought, Debbie, that they started working on that in kindergarten, but I don't have any experience with it. Roger writes, I was on vacation in Colorado and New Mexico last week, Lee. It was so great to stream you and your station the whole time I was there, and nice to keep up with what was going on back home while I was out of town. Well, Roger, thank you.
I try to get away from what's going on when I go on vacation because I know it's going on all the time,
but thank you. And Vincent writes, hi, Lee, I agree that Scripps News Service should lose the license of Channel 2 in Tulsa if they're not going to serve the local community. Or they should be forced to sell off their TV stations that they own since they're not going to be serving those communities. I think other companies should lose licenses as well. Unfortunately, it's not just Scripps that's the only company that is doing this. No, you're right, Vincent. You're absolutely right. It's Hearst Argyle, it's Nexstar, it's iHeart. They're all doing this, okay? And little by little, they've got the FCC to back off on some of the regulations. First thing they did was does the owner of the actual license have to reside in the actual demo where the license is? And they got that rule revoked. Then, does the studio actually have to be in where the license is? And they got that revoked. Then it became, do the people who are actually doing the radio show or the television show, do they have to be in the actual, or can they be remotely? And they got that taken care of. This has been a design all along. And now what they're doing is they're firing all the local people, and they're going to try to plug everything into a artificial intelligence program and get this artificial intelligence to do it. It's going to sound and look crappy. It's going to be homogenized. It's not going to be local, and it's not going to serve the community. And so that's why I believe that the attack should be from the public, and it should be from that stance. Challenge their license because they're not serving the local community. And the recent victim of that was Channel 2. We're seeing a lot of that at Channel 4 now. I don't know how much of Channel 9 is being produced in Tulsa or how much of Tulsa is being produced here at, in Oklahoma City. But even they, a local company, Griffin Communications, even they are doing a little bit of this. Some of it I get. A lot of it I get. The part I don't get is that you need at least one or two local people who are here taking care of and making sure that the local information is being disseminated. Now, what Channel 2 probably will do in Tulsa is keep their meteorologist, and that'll be their excuse. See, we got a meteorologist here to tell all what the local weather's all about. 405-60. And this is all because these big companies have given up on the local markets. They've given up on their own industry. And if you ask me, and this is the other trend we're starting to see. We're starting to see local companies like Champlin Broadcasting and other local companies are starting to do better in the ratings and are starting to do better in revenue because that's what people want out of a local broadcast entity. They want a local connection. And that's why I'm here. Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. They say it's your birthday. It's my birthday too, yeah. Real quick, what song, what album is that Beatles song from? Right, you are. The White Album of 1968. And now, back to the countdown. Or was it 1969? Anyway, doesn't matter. I'm Casey Kasem. No, actually, I'm Lee Matthews. And if it is your birthday and you were born in 1961, that means you're eligible for a free Beatles White Album. No, you are eligible for Medicare, but that'll save you enough money where you can go buy your own Beatles White Album or CD or download, whatever you want to call it. If you were born in 1961, you're also probably getting a lot of those emails and texts, and they're all trying to confuse you to sign up with this or sign up with that, or, hey, don't forget about this. Don't forget about the extra coverage for your prickly heat, which you may not need, okay? I know somebody who can walk you through all the confusion and make sure that everything is white with you, like the Beatles' White Album. That would be Eunice Corey of the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. Call her, get it all set up, and you'll be set to go. Happy birthday to you!
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Hey, farmers, are you in the market for a great farm work truck? If you are, come to Northwest Oklahoma's Truck Store, Stevens, Ford, and Enid, where you'll find a great selection of the perfect farm work truck. Ford's Cabin Chassis. Pick one out from our massive inventory and take $6,000 off the MSRP. That's $6,000 right off the top. Do you want to drive America's favorite and best-looking truck, Ford F-150? Check this one out. A 2026 Ford F-150 4x4 Crew Cab XLT. Pick yours out. Take $6,400 off the MSRP. And get this. Both these trucks qualify for 84-month Ford financing with 2.9% interest. If you are truck shopping, don't waste your time. Come straight to Northwest Oklahoma's Truck Store. And remember, Stevens Ford will beat any deal, regardless.
Thank you, rebate applied with approved credit.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. John in Ponca City. I don't have a lot of time left, but what I got is yours.
Yes, sir. Thank you. You say it's your birthday. It's my birthday, too. That's what got me.
Oh.
Today is my birthday.
Well, happy birthday, John. Way to go.
I'm not an April Fool's baby, but August 7th isn't bad.
You don't want to be, because nobody forgets your birthday if you're an April Fool like I am. Nobody.
So. Well, I remember talking to you around your birthday. I don't know if you were even there that day, but I wishing you a happy birthday. But I was like,
no, well, I was.
He just sang, you say it's your birthday. I was like, well, Lee, you need to know. It's my birthday.
So what are you going to do? You going to do something really wild and crazy?
Not really. I went to lunch with my mom and sister. Because my family, like Sunday night at 5 is the family get together so everybody can be there.
Yeah. Well, there you go then. Yeah.
That's how we roll. Yeah. Nothing too interesting, but a nice day.
Well, have a happy birthday and have a good weekend, John. And thanks for listening as well to Freedom 96.9. Back on Monday with more about what's happening with Fauci and what's going on with the governor's race. And we're getting closer and closer to the runoff election, August 17th. So
say goodbye.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.